Happy Sunday from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. Today, the series finale, the opening series weekend of the year, comes to a close as quick as it begins. It'll be all over and done with in about 24 hours as we set up for this afternoon's 1:05 first pitch between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Happy Sunday afternoon from Frawley Stadium. My name is Keith Radd, sitting right behind home plate in the press box today. A great view of this kind of blue sky, a little bit of a cloudy, but certainly a cold and windy day today. Joked a little bit with a couple of the ushers walking up the steps today, and they're going, man, this is football weather. What time is kickoff? It has that feel today. This is the April that we expected a little bit. It's funny, last night we played about 55 degrees at first game yesterday at 5:05. Game two is about 50 degrees. Today it's 48, but it's really, really windy, so it's very brisk in the stadium. A lot coming your way for our pregame shows today, getting you set for a chance that the Cyclones can start the year and win their first series if they get a W today. Yesterday split a doubleheader, lost game one 5-1, but came up with some clutch hitting and great bullpen work by Justin Courtney last night to seal a 2-1 victory. Rowdy Jordan in the fifth inning, two on, slammed a two-run triple to dead center field, took everybody by surprise. He almost hit it out for a three-run shot. But that two-run triple made it 2-0 Cyclones. And then later on in the game, Justin Courtney did a great job to get out of trouble in the sixth and won the game in the seventh to pick up his first save with the Cyclones. It was his Mets debut. He would have been with the Angels organization last year. So good to see Courtney. He's a guy that throws very hard. Big guy out of Maine. Pitched really well to get the Cyclones at least one yesterday. So today they'll turn to Carlos Ocampo. He's a newbie to the organization as well. Meanwhile, Washington farmhand Jake Irvin, he'll play a big game today. He's returning from Tommy John surgery. He's actually pitching in his first affiliated game in 953 days. He missed all of 2020, all of 2021 due to Tommy John surgery. So this is a big day for Jake Irvin. When we come back, we'll take a look down on the farm, see what happened last night, see what's to come today, and we'll have our first conversation with Luis Rivera. It's all coming your way next ahead of our 1:05 first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Back at Frawley Stadium, we'll take a look down on the farm in the New York Mets organization as to what happened yesterday. Everybody in action, everybody getting going. We'll start at the bottom. Yesterday, Low A St. Lucie taking on Daytona. That's the Cincinnati Reds affiliate. Beat them again last night, 7-2. So right now, the little baby Mets are 2-0. Mike Vasil was exceptional in his Low A debut. He was drafted last year out of Virginia, a name to know. 6 strikeouts, no runs, just 1 hit, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Kind of similar to what Jose Chacin did yesterday for the Cyclones, except Chacin had 7 strikeouts and not 6. Carlos Dominguez, he made his debut down there at Low A and hit a grand slam to right field. Not bad. Shervain Newton, who's another top prospect, was hurt last year. He picked up a 2-hit game. So did Justin Guerrera at a Fairfield University in Connecticut. He had a 2-hit game as well. Today at 5:35, the first pro start for Calvin Ziegler. He's the top draft pick from last year's draft. Of course, he was drafted after Kumar Rocker, but Rocker didn't sign, and now Ziegler is the quote-unquote top guy from that draft class. He didn't pitch last year, but he'll make his debut today. We're all very excited to see Ziegler, who is certainly a top 30 prospect. Up at AA Binghamton yesterday, didn't have as much fun as they did on Friday night. They got crushed by Hartford 13-2. But Brett Beatty had a single. He's hit nine straight games. They've dated that back to last August. So Beatty, the hitting machine, continued to hit. And so did a guy by the name of Francisco Alvarez. Again, if you don't know, you got to know. Francisco's the number one prospect in the Mets organization. Home runs in back-to-back games. Today at 1:05, the same time we start, Alex Valverde at Hartford to take on those guys at AA. AAA Syracuse, they were washed out today, so they'll make up their game with Scranton Wilkes-Barre on June 8th. But yesterday, finally got their first victory, a walk-off in the 10th. They beat Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Yankees affiliate, 4-3. Finally got off the schneid with a W. And then the Mets today, they'll take on Washington in the finale of that series. Could you imagine a four-game sweep to start the year? So much excitement built around this New York Mets team. Well, they're hoping to go for it today at 1:35 in D.C. Eric Fetty will pitch for the Nationals. And Carlos Carrasco, looking for a bounce-back year. He was banged up last year, actually rehabbed with the Cyclones last year, hoping for a big year for the New York Mets. So a lot of action today. Everybody playing, except, of course, for the rainout up in Syracuse. But us, AA and Low A, all getting going today. We'll chat with Luis Rivera when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Happy Sunday from Wilmington, Delaware. The Brooklyn Cyclones try to win the series today against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And speaking of wins, we're chatting with the manager, Luis Rivera, who got his first ever managerial win yesterday, the 2-1 win last night. How did it feel to get that first W?
Well, it's exciting, very happy. I'm very happy for the guys, right, because they're the ones that are playing and practicing hard to, you know, to get the wins, but I'm very happy for the staff and the players.
It was a little weird coming here on Friday, getting all amped up. So to finally play on Saturday, just to get out there, how did that feel?
Great. The first night, everybody was anxious. I was looking at all the guys' faces. They were, like, really anxious and at the same time nervous, you know, and all that time waiting for the game. But, you know, we cannot control the weather, so we came ready for the next day to play, and, you know, we had a win the second game. We're very, very happy for the guy and the team.
Let's talk about that win first. Rowdy Jordan was terrific. He had a double in the first game and then triple to kind of take the lead and win the game. What did you see from him in his first Cyclones day?
He's a really good player. For me, he's like a bulldog. Like, he come from Mississippi State. You know, he used to play in that kind of ambience. He's a gamer. So I trust him. I know he's going to be doing good, and he's going to bring a lot of energy for the game.
By the way, Mississippi State, you know they're called the Bulldogs, right? I don't even know if you knew that.
I know, but that's the expression that I get from him. Like, he plays hard, and for me, he's a Bulldog.
That second game starter, Jose Chacin, he's kind of a veteran, throwing 95, 96. What did you see from him with those seven strikeouts?
Well, he was really excited to see. He had a really good tempo and rhythm going. He used his fastball and changeup really good. He located the fastball and changeup really good and mixed it with some sliders. And, he was ahead on the count most of the time, and I think that's why he was successful.
For the bats overall yesterday, it was a little bit quiet, but you could say the same about Wilmington. In the beginning of the year, would you say that pitching is always a little bit more ahead than hitting, just getting started?
Yes, you know, the cold weather, most of these guys are not used to, you know, play at this kind of weather. It is the first two games of the season, you know. A lot of emotion are going, anxiety, you know. That's okay for the first day. I know my team can hit, and I trust my team 100%. And just the first two games, I know we're going to have better games.
First game starter, Junior Santos. I know you're expecting a lot from him. The Mets are expecting a lot from him. Two innings, never really kind of got into a rhythm. What did you see from Junior?
you know, he's young. He's just 20 years old, and he's great. He's great. I think he has a plus fastball, a good sinker. He's working on some other pitchers. And like I say, first game, you know, a lot of anxiety, nervous at that age, you know, being 20 years old in a high A team. You know, take time to do some adjustment, but I know he can pitch. I know he can pitch, and I think being the opening pitcher in the first game, you know, he might be a little bit nervous, but I think in the second start, he's going to do really good.
And then coming into today, you have an opportunity to win the series, get off on the right foot. What are you expecting from your club today?
Same thing, play hard. I just want them to play hard, and if we play hard, everybody, you know, follow their plans, I think we're going to be successful. Ocampo is pitching today, and he got good stuff, so let's see. I hope we had a good game today.
Well, the Cyclones look to make it 2 wins in a row. That's Luis Rivera. We'll have more next from Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Getting the wheels in motion to start this game at 1:05 today in Wilmington. Keith Radbeck here with you on the pregame show. And it's time to look at today's starting lineups, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Brooklyn. For Luis Rivera and his Cyclones, 1-1, of course, split the doubleheader yesterday. Rowdy Jordan, who was the hero of yesterday, he'll lead off and play left field. The shortstop, Wilmer Reyes, he had a pair of hits yesterday as well. He'll bat second. Wyatt Young, the second baseman, bats third. And then 4, 5, and 6, Jose Poroza at third base. JT Schwartz will play first base and bat fifth. Jalen Palmer in center field, batting sixth. The bottom trio, Nick Gattis, the DH, he'll bat seventh. Right fielder Brandon McIlwain bats eighth. And the catcher, Jose Mena, making his debut this year. There's three catchers on this roster, and they each get a game. So Mena will bat ninth and be behind the dish. Again, for the Cyclones, it's Jordan in left, Reyes at short, Young at second, Poroza at third, Schwartz at first, Palmer in center, Gattis the DH, McIlwain in right, Mena will catch, and Ocampo on the bump for the Cyclones. Now for Mario Lisone's Wilmington Blue Rocks, the affiliate of the Nationals, Jordy Barley, who played game one yesterday, he's a top 30 prospect in the organization, he'll lead off and play shortstop. DH Onyx Vega will bat second. Yasiel Antuna, he was a bit troubling yesterday to deal with, switch hitting left fielder will bat third. Israel Pineda back in the lineup. He'll catch and hit cleanup. Then Drew Mendoza, big lefty first baseman, bats fifth. Omar Merahildo, arguably the scariest guy in the lineup, will bat sixth and play at the hot corner. And the bottom three, Kevin Stroshan in right, batting seventh. Cole Daly, the second baseman, batting eighth. Jeremy Idens, the center fielder, rounds out the lineup, batting ninth. Again for the Rocks, it's Barley at short, Vega the DH, Antuna in left, Pineda the catcher, Mendoza at first, Merahildo at third, Stroshan in right, Daly at second, Idens in center, and Jake Irvin on the mound. I'm sure he is tickled pink to just be back out there again for the first time since August of 2019. Going to be a big moment for him. I'm sure he'll be amped up today. When we get back from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line, it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here at the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game three of a three-game set against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Sunday afternoon, everybody, from a bit of a frigid Wilmington, Delaware, this afternoon. Blue Rocks are out there warming up, ready to go. Warming up is the key word today for these fans in this stadium, is to just get some warmth. We're all tucked up in the booth today. Great view of this stadium and a really nice Sunday afternoon on the East Coast. So today, Jake Irvin makes a big start in the Nationals organization. A guy they have a lot of faith and a lot of stock in. He'll pitch for the first time since 2019. Boomer Sooner. He's a former Oklahoma Sooner from the state of Minnesota, but a Big 12 player. He was terrific in his first few years in Oklahoma, and he was actually drafted a number of years ago in 2018. He's a fourth-round pick. 2019 was a real big year for him in low A with Hagerstown, a team that is no longer in affiliated baseball. That was his last full-season assignment, pitched better than 110 innings that year, and then Tommy John. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but it comes for everybody, and it came for Jake Irvin at the end of 2019 into 2020. So, of course, everybody missed 2020, but he was on the mend from TJ and also missed last year. So a very tall, very long right-hander at 6'6", 225. He's out there today with no sleeves. That's not the Oklahoma talking, that's the Minnesota talking. So I'm sure he's used to the cold weather today. But it's about 48 degrees, the wind blowing in from left field. And as such, Rowdy Jordan strides up from the third base dugout, makes his way around the home plate umpire and the catcher, and digs into that freshly chalked and lightly seasoned lefty batter's box dirt. A little darker than the other dirt around the infield and around home plate. Give it a little water, soften it up a little bit. 48 degrees at first pitch at Frawley Stadium. Blue Rocks wear their alternate home jerseys, the dark blue with rocks across the chest outlined in a teal color. Cyclones are in their classic road unis, gray top, gray pants, navy blue sleeves, BKLYN written across the chest. Jordan is ready. Irvin is ready. He fires the first pitch, and it's across the plate for strike one. We get going at 103 here in Wilmington. So Jordan last night in that doubleheader, what a beautiful start. He had a double in game one, a triple in game two. Pitch. Jordan takes the fastball outside at 94 miles an hour to even the count at a ball and a strike. So Irvin, you know, these guys that sit around for months and months, days and days on the shelf. I just don't know how much he'll have in the tank today. 1-1. Jordan goes after it. Swings, pops it foul down the left field line, headed towards the seats. It's a ball and two strikes. So Irvin making his way. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Cyclones will send Carlos Ocampo to the mound to make his New York Mets affiliated debut. He's coming over from the Cubs organization. Jordan battling. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball drifts outside. Two balls and two strikes on Rowdy. Rowdy out of the SEC, Mississippi State Bulldog. Talking to Luis Rivera, the Cyclone skipper on the pregame show today, he called him a Bulldog. And I go, did you even know that Mississippi State was the Bulldogs? He had no idea. 2-2 pitch, just missed, down and away. Good spot by Irvin. But it's full on the leadoff hitter. So pretty apropos that Rowdy Jordan has the reputation, at least to Luis Rivera, on the first day of baseball, being a Bulldog. I guess he went to the right school. Here comes the payoff, and it's fouled away to the left side. Jordan, not a big guy, but you can tell he's someone that can certainly fill out, if you will. That's always the phrase, the name of the game down here at this level, the low A, high A world. Just needs a couple of years in the strength program, all those things. Checks in at 5'10", 190. But definitely a strong, strong kid. 3-2. Swings its ground ball towards the middle right side of second base, and it snakes on by for a base hit. So Jordan has hits in three straight games to start his career with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Defensively for the Blue Rocks today, the catcher Israel Pineda working as the battery mate of Jake Irvin. Omar Merahildo at the hot corner. Across the diamond, Drew Mendoza. He'll hold the runners on. He's at first base. Guys up the middle, Jordan Barley plays short. Cole Daly at second. And the outfield left to right, Yasiel Antuna, Jeremy Idens in center, and Kevin Strohschein in right. Here's Wilmer Reyes, righty to righty. Irvin deals out of the stretch and snaps the breaking ball across the plate for strike one. Just getting started, no score. One on, nobody out. Wilmer had a hit in both games yesterday. Irvin set chest high, fires, and Wilmer swings and fouls it back to the netting. So Jake jumps ahead, no balls, two strikes. Wilmer takes a peek down the left field line. There's Louis Rivera just beyond the coaching box at third base, dishing out the signs, rubbing the chest, dragging across the arm, tugging on the cap. Rowdy takes the lead off first. The 0-2. Wilmer swings, pops it up. Foul territory, first base side towards the dugout, and it'll make the seats. Four rows up, it clanks off the concrete and goes bounding a few rows above that. Now the moms and kids are wrapped in the blankets. They say that's souvenirs for somebody else, but there is a couple of kids. Sometimes kids just can't feel cold at all. They go tearing after that baseball. Now Wilmer digging in. It's an 0-2 count on the righty out of Mao in the Dominican Republic. Irvin, long cadence, fires. And Wilmer hits it high in the sky towards right field. Strohschein over and back towards the corner. Reaches out, makes the catch, crossing over into foul territory. So Wilmer hit it the other way in the air. Strohschein did catch it in fair territory. Then his momentum carried him into foul territory. So a flyout, one down in the top of the first. One on, one out for the lefty second baseman, Wyatt Young. No score, top of the first. It's our first nine-inning game of the year. We're just so happy to get these games in at all. Friday we showed up, dressed to the nines, ready to go. And they said, well, the infield's too soft, we can't play. Come back tomorrow. So we played two sevens yesterday. Spinner throw to first. Jordan caught up, but he gets back in the nick of time. Good pickoff move from Irvin. Rowdy was leaning. And as Irvin flinched and twisted the body, Jordan leaned towards second, went uh-oh, and dove back in hand first safely to the bag. Again, Irvin set. First pitch to Young. Wyatt goes after it, fouls it straight back. So far with the lineup, the way that this is shaken out, these first three games, you can definitely get an idea of what kind of roster, what kind of lineup, who's going to get the at-bats. And Wyatt Young has hit in the three spot in now all three games. One on, one out. The 0-1 pitch from Jake Irvin. The righty fires and misses upstairs with 93. One ball, one strike. Matt Rudick was leading off the first two games. Wilmer has been hitting second now in three straight. Wyatt hitting third. You see Peroza, Schwartz, and Palmer also in that heart of the order. Wilmington's been a little bit more creative. Cyclones have been steady. 1-1. And there's a fastball strike that drifts over the outside corner to make it 1-2. Just a matter of some of those decisions are not all on Louis Rivera. They mostly come from the top. Hey, we want these guys to get these at-bats, and we want you to funnel the rest of the guys in as you see fit. So Young, they got a lot of stock in Wyatt Young, the lefty. Jordan off first with one out, the 1-2. missed off the plate. So Irvin now to a 2-2 count on the little lefty hitter. Wyatt, 15th round pick last year out of Pepperdine from Hawaii. Irvin's 2-2. Fought off foul the other way down the left field line. So it'll stay 2-2. So this third game of the series, we have seen almost everybody. There's six outfielders on this team, which makes it really difficult. We have not seen Tanner Murphy. And we have not seen Warren Saunders, at least not yet. 2-2 again. Backdoor breaker missed, but a big hump to that curveball from Jake Irvin. Three balls and two strikes as Wyatt Young meanders his way deeper and deeper into this count. Wyatt yesterday in game two, 0 for 3, picked up a walk in his first game in a Cyclones uni yesterday. Rowdy leading off first base. With one out, the 3-2 pitch, runner goes, and Young fouls it back. No score, top of the first inning. Cyclones making Jake Irvin work. And Wyatt Young, you can tell, he's kind of a dream, as the analytics would say. Loves to walk, loves to see a lot of pitches, and a very high number of pitches per plate appearance. I guess you'd say that's a PPPA, something like that. Anyway, seeing a lot of pitches right now making Irvin work. Another payoff. Runner goes. This one's hit on the ground towards third. Marihildo can't handle the big hop, and it goes into left field. Jordan around second, heading for third. He's in there safely. So Young got jammed, hit it the other way on the ground to third. We'll see how they score it. It is ruled a hit, but Marihildo, really one that he should have had if he got in front of it, but he was playing in on the lefty. It was a ball to his right towards the line, so he turned, did the old backhand, not really an Ole job, but grounder kind of ate him up a little bit, went into left field. So first and third for the Cyclones, one out. Chance to break this scoreless tie, get the game going. Off on the right foot. Cyclones struck for one yesterday in game one. That was in the first inning, and they are threatening yet again. Here's Jose Pedroza. Right-handed hitter, pitch. He cuts and misses at a good 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing in one. Jake Irvin, really a tall glass of water. It's 6'6 on the mound. So he's 6'6, and then he's elevated on the mound, and he wears his socks pulled up, so he looks even longer. 0-1. Pedroza takes a breaking ball strike over the inside corner. Adam Clark, by the way, our home plate umpire. Ken Culliver out on the bases. Both guys dressed in black today. 0-2. Pedroza fights it off foul to the right to stay alive. I do love a Sunday umpire baby blue, but unfortunately the guys didn't wear it today. I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that Wilmington has a bit of a baby blue hue to their color combination, but I don't like excuses like that. I want my baby blue. The 0-2. Pedroza swings and misses. Soft stuff down and in. Good front door slider from Jake Irvin. And 3 days into this season, it does look as if Pedroza so far being eaten up inside. Saw some strikeout issues with him yesterday against Michael Cuevas on some front door sliders. But it's still so early. Just some initial observations from watching some of the swings. Meanwhile, after the strikeout, Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, makes his first appearance of the series, walks out to the mound. He's dressed in a Nationals red pullover, talking to both Pineda and Jake Irvin. So it's first and third, two outs now. It's a big strikeout by Irvin. You really don't want Pedroza to put the ball in play unless you can get him to hit into a double play. And the meeting is ahead of the conversation between Schwartz and Irvin that's about to go down. So Schwartz looking for something to say, his first hit, his first something with the Cyclones. He's been 0 for the series so far. Big, tall, lefty swinger, fourth-round pick out of UCLA and a top 30 Mets prospect. Meeting on the mound is over. First pitch from Irvin sizzles across the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. pitch number 24. That is the opposite of what Irvin wants to look at right now. That pitch count going up. Next toss. Schwartz cuts and misses. Filthy back foot slider. Absolutely nasty. And it's nothing in two. That was the definition of a back foot slider. Looked like a high and in fastball and just bent back. Schwartz had no chance. JT's jersey blowing in this gusting wind here in Wilmington. Two on, two out, top of the first, no score. Pitch way up high, kicks off the catcher's glove, and the only movement is Young going from first to second. So Jordan stayed put at third. The ball didn't get that far away. So it's ball one on Schwartz, but the Cyclones now have second and third with two outs. It's ruled a wild pitch. It was up, so really nothing Pineda could do. Had to react as quickly as he can. That pitch was 94. And if you're a catcher and you got to kind of locate 95 to react to a ball a foot up out of the zone, very tough to do. Here comes a 1-2 to Schwartz. JT swings, hits a high fly to left. Lazy fly ball for Antuna. Yasiel comes in and makes the catch. And the Cyclones strand a pair in the top of the first inning. And Schwartz 0 for 7 to his start with the Cyclones. Nothing doing for the Clones. They threaten but do not score. Wilmington coming to bat when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Cyclones left a couple aboard in this series. I know it's very early, but the nice part about it is the opportunities are there at least. This Brooklyn team with runners in scoring position, just a little bit quiet right now, but everybody getting their feet wet, getting themselves situated. Sometimes a lot of pressure when you're up there just trying to get right for the year, and then you got guys at second and third, and you go, okay, trying to get right, trying to focus on my swing, but I got a job to do. There's a lot going on. So the Cyclones leave second and third in that first inning and don't score. Bottom one now, first time we're seeing Wilmington hit in the game. Carlos Ocampo, well, first time we're seeing him pitch in a New York Mets, at least affiliate, uniform. Coming over from the Chicago Cubs. Jordy Barley will lead off. Right-handed swinger with that bright red Nationals-colored bat digs in from the right side. Ocampo works out of the stretch, fires his first pitch. Barley swings and stings it to the gap in right center field. This one destined towards the track, and one hops the wall. Barley around second, heading for third base. Will Moraes, the cutoff man, throws to third. It's not in time. Ball kicks away off the sidewall, but collected by Ocampo. Triple for Jordy Barley of the Nationals farm system. So Barley killed the Cyclones with his speed in the first game yesterday, at a steal every time he was on base, and a triple. So that is what he can do. And if he's in this league all year, it's going to be a problem. So all of a sudden, he's set up now. Nobody out, runner at third base, the bottom of the first inning. So Barley flashing that speed. Again, he's a newcomer to the organization. Came over in a trade last year. Here's Onyx Vega. Pitch. Righty takes a letter-high fastball at 95 miles an hour from Ocampo. Strike one. I guess Barley just jumped Ocampo on that first pitch. Didn't give him any time to think. Carlos just trying to get set. There comes the 0-1. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Mena. One ball, one strike. Give you the defensive alignments. Brandon McIlwain is in right field today. Jalen Palmer in center. Rowdy Jordan out in left. In the infield, third to first, Jose Pedroza, Will Moraes, Wyatt Young, and JT Schwartz. And, of course, Jose Mena, Cyclones veteran, behind the plate. Vega hitting from the right side, DHing in this game. Here comes the 1-1. He takes a soft one down in the zone. Two balls and a strike. So Carlos Ocampo, one of the eight, as we told you, starters on this Cyclones team. We've already seen a few of them pitch in this series. We've already seen Jesus Vargas, David Griffin, Junior Santos, and Jose Chacin. So already looking at number five. 2-1. Swinging a foul off to the right by Onyx Vega. Two balls and two strikes. Now Ocampo, though he's a newcomer like a Chacin or like a Vargas to the organization, came over not as a free agent signing, but as a Rule 5 selection, if you will. Minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Here comes the 2-2. Fastball fouled back by Vega, right back towards the screen. That was 96 miles an hour from Ocampo. No score, bottom of the first. Runner at third base, nobody out. So the Rule 5 draft, just the Rule 5 draft in general, is the kind of conversation that you have with somebody at a dinner party and you go, how the heck did I get in a terribly boring conversation like this? 2-2. Breaking ball, missed down and in. Three balls and two strikes. But if you somehow survive that dinner conversation and then they get into the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft, boy, you got a lot of patience. Anyway, it's one of the more confusing topics that folks in baseball have tried to explain for years in a succinct way, and it's just been very difficult. The long and short of it is the Mets wanted Ocampo. The 3-2, swinging a bouncing ball foul outside of third. Basically, if you're in a system for a certain amount of time and you're not given a status of a 40-man roster or a AAA roster, you're kind of up for grabs. It's not a freebie. The Mets have to, or I should say the team that wants you, has to pay $24,000 to whatever team that you come from. But basically, you're up for grabs. 3-2. Vega swings and fouls it off his foot. It rolls out onto the field. The umpire, Adam Clark, comes flying out from behind the catcher. Foul ball, he screams. And so we'll do it again. So Ocampo, pitching with the Chicago Cubs organization for a number of years, started in 2016 and then missed 2017 due to injury, pitched with those guys in 18 and 19, and then selected by the Mets in December in that Rule 5 draft. So the Mets paid money to bring Ocampo to the org. 3-2 again. Fisted foul back to the screen, and Vega stays alive. Rule 5 draft in the minor league phase, I think, is a little bit more of an activity than the major league phase. Major league phase, you really need to like the guy. You really need to like him. Pay off again. Vega fouls it back. He is a pesky little right-hand hitter. Already 9 pitches in this at-bat. Big league part of the Rule 5 draft. Hey, we're going to take somebody from your organization, but we have to put them on our 26-man big league roster for the whole year. That's asking a lot. Another 3-2. And Vega drills one to the gap again in right center field. This will split the outfielders again. Barley can walk home from third base. Vega digging for second, gets the stop sign, and pulls up there. It's a ribby double for Onyx Vega of Wilmington, and it's 1-0 Rocks in the bottom of the first. Both of the balls put in play against Ocampo have gone to right center off these righty bats. These guys are getting good pieces off that fastball. So a triple and a double. Campo's velo really solid at 95, but he's not missing many barrels right now. Here's the switch hitter, Yasiel Antuna, from the left side. So 1-0 Blue Rocks. Runner at second, pitch. Antuna fouls it straight back. No balls and a strike. And by the way, the funny thing is about the Rule 5 draft, and if you're going, aren't you the guy that you told me to watch out for at the party talking about the Rule 5 draft? Yes. But even if you go online, the minor league side, it's kind of difficult to understand how the process works. Antuna, top 30 prospect, dangerous spot, calls for time. It's 325 down the lines here, 400 to dead center. The flags in left center field are blowing across the field. The 0-1, Antuna gulps that one down and in for strike two. If you're a righty today, hitting it out to left field may be difficult. The wind was blowing in from left. It's now blowing across, in and across the field. So if you're a lefty, you might have a good day, though. 0-2. That missed high at 95 for ball one. Onyx Vega takes a walking lead off second. Wilmer Reyes, the Cyclone shortstop, playing right behind that lead. Ocampo set at the chin, the 1-2. Down and in, good block by Mena. Antuna held the hands back. Two balls, two strikes. Yasiel switch hitter, about 6 foot, 210 pounds, just 22 years old. Again, a huge free agent signing out of the Dominican, 3.9 milli. Here's the 2-2. Antuna swings and laces one up the middle. Base hit, line drive into center field. Vega around third base. Palmer up with the throw. Here's the play at the plate. It's cut off by Schwartz. RBI single for Antuna. 2-0 Wilmington. Palmer made a half-decent throw. It was kind of softly hit into right center field. Jalen had to sprint like no other to get to it. And by the time he got to it, Vega was coming around third base, so I thought maybe it'd be at least close, but Schwartz cut it off. By the time the ball hit Schwartz's glove, Vega was probably a foot away from sliding into home plate. So triple, double, single. Not a bad start for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. 2-0, bottom one. Here's the righty catcher, Israel Pineda. Antuna off first base, and again, nobody out. First pitch, swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt, but it kicks away from Mena up the first baseline, and Antuna springs for second on the wild pitch. So that's a nasty breaking ball from Ocampo. Too nasty, though. Got away from Mena and allowed a runner to go to second. Carlos, four-seam fastball, throws a slider and a splitter, actually. One of the few that messes around with a split-finger fastball. Here comes the 0-1 to Pineda. Israel lines one to center field. This is down for a base hit in front of Palmer. Antuna gets the wave around from third base. There will be no throw. Wilmington just cannot stop hitting. It's an RBI single for Pineda and a trio of runs in the first inning. Pineda, very simple swing. Triple, double, single, single. Sometimes these things just speak for themselves right now. Ocampo getting hit. Now here comes A.J. Sager out of the dugout. Try to talk to Ocampo, and he gives a look himself out to the bullpen in left field. Looks like the Cyclones are going to get somebody up and warming. 20 pitches, 15 of them for strikes. I think the problem is Ocampo might be just throwing too many strikes. That fastball is staying up. These guys aren't, I'd say, hitting it out, but then again, with the wind today, you never quite know. But two in the gap to right center and two up the middle. So Sager trying to sprinkle some pixie dust on Ocampo to get him at least one out in the bottom of the first inning. Meeting is over, and Sager turns and goes back to the third base dugout. Umpire Adam Clark comes to break up the party. So you hope, if you're a Cyclones fan, that three is it. But with nobody out and guys like Mendoza, Marahildo, and Stroshine still due up, things could get pretty hectic in a hurry. So Pineda at first base, Mendoza, the lefty, at the dish. First pitch. Mendoza takes high and away. That's 96 miles an hour from Ocampo. Now, Carlos, experience-wise, again, 96 also speaks for itself. He has not pitched at this high a level before. This is the highest level he has ever pitched at, started at, whatever. The 1-0. Good tight slider on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. His time in the Chicago system, spent a year in the Dominican Summer League and then 2 years in the AZL, which is the complex league out there. 2 years. 1-1. I missed down and in by Mendoza's shoot tops. Two balls and a strike. Once he finally broke out of the complex league, which you really, guys don't feel like you're in an affiliated ball until you really get an assignment, a full season assignment or a short season assignment when they used to have them. Ocampo finally got one last year. He spins and throws to first just to check on Pineda. Israel dives back in. So he ends up pitching with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, which is always just the name Myrtle Beach just feels like you're sitting on the beach yourself and watching the world go by. Anyway, he's pitching there his first full season assignment as a full-time closer. Next toss to Mendoza, runs high and tight, three balls and a strike. And I'm sure the velo perked everybody's eyes up because he throws very hard, 95-96. Last year, first year as a full-time reliever, the Mets went, hold on a second, we like you as a starter, we're going to pick you up. 3-1, Mendoza fouls it back off to the left. So the stuff is there, just got to chisel away and get used to this new level. Myrtle Beach, by the way, last year, the equivalent of low A, so a level below us. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, taken down and in for ball four. And Ocampo loses Mendoza. So Cyclones are certainly going to have to make a change very soon. They have nobody out. It's 3-0 Wilmington, and the most dangerous hitter in the lineup strolls to the plate. Cyclones have somebody up in that bullpen out there. Looks like Colby Morris. So Morris getting ready to roll. Ocampo has thrown 25 pitches. First pitch to Marihildo. Fastball high and away. One ball, no strikes. Now, even with the wind blowing in, Marihildo is just as strong as an ox, type of guy that can still hit it out to left field today. There comes the 1-0. Omar cuts and misses high and in. That was the pitch, too, that he wanted to put onto the highway. I-95 runs up the left field side, out past the outfield wall, out past center field. Here comes the 1-1. A little bit tall in the zone. That was a fastball at 95. Two balls and a strike on the sixth hitter in the order. Triple, double, single, single, walk. Three across on four hits. Maina flashes the signs from between the shin guards. Ocampo in his gray uni holds the set, chin high. Here comes the 2-1. Slider dips down a little too low, and it's three balls and a strike. Looked like Ocampo wanted that call, and he didn't get it. It's just not his first inning. Campo in years past, a really, really good strikeout rate of 30-plus percent, but so far we haven't seen the put away. 3-1, Arahildo spanks it foul off to the right, soaring out of play, and over towards the Riverwalk. If you come down here, we do play these guys quite often in this division. And if you come down here, one of the six-game series that will be here, I really recommend that Riverwalk. A lot of cool places to eat. 3-2. Marihildo chops it foul at the plate to stay alive. Another situation where Ocampo gets the two strikes. Let's see, one, two, three, four of these six hitters he's gotten to two strikes. Just cannot put these guys away. He'll try again. 3-2. Runners lead first and second. Pitch. Caught on and miss. Marihildo chased high and in. First strikeout, first out of the game defensively for the Cyclones. Well, Marihildo, you could tell with those swings up and in, he was going for the kill shot there, a three-run shot. And here comes Louis Rivera. So Ocampo will pick up just one out in his Cyclones debut. Unfortunate. Stuff looked good. Just couldn't put anybody away and left too many pitches belt high. That is called the learning process at high A. So Ocampo with a tough start. He'll come out of the game. Pitching change when we get back. It's 3-0 Wilmington. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Two on, one out. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones call on the services of Colby Morris to come in relief. Cyclones bullpen is going to have to pick up 8 2/3 innings today. But we didn't play on Friday. We're not playing tomorrow. And I'm sure some of these relievers are going, thank you. Fortunately, Carlos Ocampo has given up three runs. Kevin Strohschein, he'll bat from the right side. Morris deals, and his first pitch misses out of the zone for ball one. Wilmington has scored three on four hits. They have runners at first and second. Ocampo picked up his first out, but yanked after just 1/3 of an inning. Morris is 1-0. Strohschein swings and misses at 89 in tight. One ball, one strike. So they've seen a couple of relief pitchers. Some of them are those starters that are just getting an inning or two just to stay warm. But we've seen Hedzka, we've seen Cordy, and now we're seeing Morris. 1-1. Strohschein fouls it back to the top of the netting behind home plate. 1-2. Colby, a repeat with the Cyclones. He was a free agent signing out of independent baseball. Pitched with St. Lucie at the start of last year. Came up to Brooklyn. He's also one of those long guys out of the pen when needed in these type of situations. Next toss. Breaking ball, little bit high. 77-mile-an-hour spinner. And Strohschein laid off, got the call. It's 2-2. Jordy Barley got the whole party started with a triple. RBI double from Onyx Vega. RBI singles from Antuna and Pineda. 2-2. Strohschein takes downstairs. Three balls, two strikes. The line of Carlos Ocampo is still open with the two guys aboard. 32 pitches, though. It just got to the point where got to get him out of there. 32 pitches, too many. Payoff. Strohschein leans over the plate, fouls it back. Stays alive. Cyclones in the top of the first on their side had second and third but did not score. Obviously, it would have behooved them to get a couple because who knew that the Blue Rocks had come out firing against Carlos Ocampo. They jumped him on that first fastball. Payoff. Strohschein fouls it off again. Clanks off the sweet level and back down to the bottom seating bowl. Yesterday, the attendance, 989. Today might be a little bit lighter than that. Just kind of a cold, cold April Sunday afternoon. Pineda at second, Mendoza at first. Pitch. Strike three called outside corner. Stroshine took one too many. He flipped the bat, ran towards first, heard the call, cocked his head to the side, winced, and gritted those teeth. And he takes strike three. So back-to-back K's for Cyclones pitching. This will bring up the eighth hitter of the inning, second baseman Cole Daly. He's a left-hand hitter. Colby Morris trying to put the fire out in the bottom of the first. Here comes the initial toss. Daly goes after it and fouls it up the third baseline out of play. Foul ball. Daly, he's also back from last year. 25-year-old out of Springfield, Illinois. Been in the organization since 2018. Now balls and a strike. Runners lead. Two outs, bottom one. 3-0 Wilmington. Pitch. A misses off the plate. One ball, one strike. Cole Daly, a Big Ten guy indeed, out of Big Ten country, I should say, out of Notre Dame, though, in the ACC. 1-1 pitch, that's high and away. I always mix that up. Notre Dame used to be independent for many years and just jumped on with the ACC. But if you're ever in Notre Dame, you're in Indiana, South Bend, it's the Midwest, baby. That's always feels like Big Ten country. Next toss, swinging a little nubber foul at third baseline. Mario Lison, who's the manager for Wilmington, picks it up, turns around, flips it into the Cyclones dugout, and throws it right to Warren Saunders. He's hanging over the dugout railing. This has been a very long bottom of the first inning for the Cyclones, defensively and on the mound. It's a cold day. You want to get on and off the field as fast as possible. And now Morris is strike away. Here comes the 2-2. Outside corner, got him looking. And finally, the inning comes to an end. But boy, it was a melee to start with. 3 runs on 4 hits. No errors. 2 men left. Wilmington jumped Carlos Ocampo, knocked him out of the game, and take a 3-0 lead at the end of one. We're off to the second inning on a Sunday in Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Brooklyn looking for a response in the top of the second inning from Frawley Stadium. If you're just joining us, Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate, has a 3-0 lead. They've knocked the Brooklyn starter Carlos Ocampo from the game. And the Cyclones will send up Jalen Palmer, Nick Gaddison, Brandon McIlwain, 6, 7, and 8 in the top of the second against Jake Irvin, who threw a lot of pitches in that first inning. It felt like he was the guy that would be on the ropes for maybe a quick exit. He got out of it somehow in that top of the first, stranded second and third, and then sat, I would guess, for about 25 minutes. I don't know the length of that bottom of the first, but he sat there for a pretty long time. So see if that helped or hurt. I'm sure the three-run lead certainly helps. Here's his first pitch, righty-to-righty to Jalen Palmer. And JP takes a fastball strike at 92 on the inside corner. Jalen, the Canarsie, Brooklyn native, back in his home borough. The 0-1. Bender misses outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Of course, when you play so close to home, your family is usually at every single game. Now his mom and dad June and Lauren were always at Maimonides Park. They are here today. 1-1. Palmer tied up on a fastball on the inside corner. 1-2. They have really supported him big time. They make almost every single trip, or at least they did last year. Pitch. Palmer punches it in the sky. Foul down the right field line. Nice job to fight off that pitch on the inside corner. That was 95, and I'm surprised Palmer didn't break his bat on a pitch like that in on the hands. So JP back in there, 1-2, trying to lead off the top of the second inning, down 3-0. Pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Frozen solid. That was nasty. So Jake Irwin's first game back on the mound as a pitcher. Going smoothly. Two strikeouts. He's given up a couple of hits. But his pitches are working. His velo looks great. That was a really nasty breaking ball. So bring up Nick Gattis with the bases empty. Right-handed hitter. 2019 draft selection out of Jacksonville State. Pitch. Gattis takes a breaking ball strike. Nothing and one. Gattis with that same two-tone bat he had last year. Red barrel, wooden handle. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied up on the inside corner. Nothing and two. By the way, they've closed the line on Carlos Ocampo from that first inning. He went one-third of an inning. 3 runs, 4 hits. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. In his Cyclones debut start. 0-2 to Gattis. Pop foul into the seats behind home plate. So with the bullpen, some of those guys were kind of questioning when we lost Friday, and we said, okay, we only have 14 innings to make up instead of 18. Who's going to pitch? Comes the 0-2. Just missed outside. Good frame attempt by Pineda. Couldn't yank it back over the plate. So we'll probably see everybody today. Tavares, Santos, Ruibal, Parsons, and Klenny. Potentially almost 9 innings today. Next toss, caught on and miss. Good breaking ball down, and Gattis strikes out. So Irvin is certainly starting to find a groove for the Nationals affiliate. 2 outs, top two. Wilmington leading 3-0. First at bat for righty Brandon McIlwain, who played game one in yesterday's doubleheader for the Cyclones. First-year clone. He's a right-handed hitter. First pitch from Irvin. McIlwain fouls it straight back. That was 94 miles an hour. McIlwain undrafted as far as his signing is concerned. He was drafted in the 2019 season but didn't sign. Pitch. Swings and hits one in the air to center field. Another lazy fly ball. This one for Idens. Jeremy lines it up, makes the catch over his hat. And Irvin has a very nice 1-2-3 shutdown inning after his team gives him 3 runs. Inning and a half in the books. 3-0 Wilmington in Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents, they're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the second inning in Wilmington. It's a 3-0 Rocks lead against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Final game of this three-game series. A very short one before we start to unfold them next week, which is the classic now six-game series. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the same opponent. We'll have every single Monday off except for one very famous day where we come from, 4th of July in Coney Island, playing Aberdeen that Monday. So make sure you're at the Mecca for the 4th of July this year. Jeremy Idens leads off the bottom of the second inning, and Colby Morris fires one high and in for ball one at 88 miles an hour to start the frame. Morris coming in relief of Carlos Ocampo and getting back-to-back strikeouts to get out of the inning. Next toss to Idens, missed outside, very close, and a check swing appeal even by Morris and Mena, but they don't get the call. So 2-0 on the nine hitter, center fielder Jeremy Idens. No shift, can't do that anymore. Two on the left, two on the right, normal depth. Next pitch, Idens hits a ball on the ground to the third baseman. Peroza to his left, scoops it up, and whips it across the diamond in time for the first out. So the first out of the second inning, a little bit easier than the first out of the first inning. That first inning was triple, double, single, single, walk, and then it took to the sixth batter of the inning to get the first out. And now back to the top of the order. Here is the biggest problem in the stadium these days. It is Jordy Barley. He tripled to right center and came around to score. He's the reason why that whole party started. First pitch, he cuts and misses. Good off-speed from Morris for strike one. Colby Morris out of La Jolla, California. He pitched at Middlebury College in Vermont in college. 0-1, cut on and missed. Barley chasing way outside. No balls, two strikes. Wearing long sleeves on a day like today, Colby Morris, at navy blue undershirt all the way down to his wrist that he dangles with that baseball. Here's the 0-2, and it runs high and away. One ball, two strikes. Colby does not throw very hard. Tries to be as crafty as he gets. That was 88 miles an hour. Here comes the 1-2. He missed way outside, even the count of two balls and two strikes. Colby setting his footing up on the first base side, wearing those blue New Balance cleats. The 2-2. Barley punches it foul into the sky down the right field side and out of play over by the Chickies and Pete's food stand down the first baseline. There's a Chickies and Pete's, some local chicken, and there's a Grotto Pizza in the stadium. 2-2. Barley pops it high in the sky to shallow left field. Jordan comes down from left field and makes the catch. And it was a bit of an adventure because Wilmer Reyes went out there as the shortstop, and Wilmer did that because the wind is gusting in so strongly from left field that you never know if you're the shortstop and the ball goes up to left field. Instead of just turning around and watching the left fielder make the catch, you may have to catch it. It may blow back to you. So that's why Reyes was in the area, but good communication. Jordan's got it. Two down now for Onyx Vega with the bases empty. Pitch. There's a soft one on the outside corner for a strike. Vega doubled to right center to bring in the first run. He's a right-handed hitter with those red Nationals batting gloves. Pitch. Big high breaking ball. Missed. That's one ball and one strike. 3-0 Blue Rocks, top of the bottom of the second inning. 1-1. Missed tying in. Two balls and a strike now on the DH. Vega, one of the catchers on this club. Played last night. Three plate appearances and two walks. So got the nod again today. 2-1. This one's drilled to right field, sending McElwain back towards the track at the wall. It's off the base of the fence. Vega digging for second. Here comes the throw. It is cut off. Vega with two doubles today. Really showing out for Wilmington in his first weekend with the club. And he's on with a two-out, two-base hit. That was opposite field power if I've ever seen it. He didn't hit it out, but it was very close. McElwain had to run a long way. It hit off the Tull Contracting Services roofing and siding sign out there in right field underneath the Mega Millions, which, by the way, is $106 million in the state of Delaware. Hit right underneath that. And here's Yasiel Antuna, switch hitter batting left. First one from Morris is across for a strike. Now Colby still an out away, getting the clones through this second inning. 3-0 Wilmington. Vega leads off second. Morris peaks and fires. And this one's punched into the sky to shallow left field. Jordan comes in, stops, comes in again, and makes the catch, fighting that wind, blowing the ball back in. So the inning comes to an end. The Vega double all for naught, and we're done with two from Frawley Stadium. Wilmington still in front. The Nats affiliate in front of the Mets affiliate, 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Wyatt Young, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones a hit top of the third inning against the right-hander Jake Irvin. Back out there after a 1-2-3 inning in the second. Wilmington leads Brooklyn 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Keith Rad with you. Just shy at 2 o'clock. By the way, this year at Maimonides Park, we have changed our game times on Sundays. Last few years, we've been playing them at 4 o'clock. But this year, we'll be playing them at 2 o'clock all year long. So enjoy a little bit more sunshine, a little less sunset on our Sunday games this year. And in fact, our Saturday games for the first about month and a half into May, will be at 2 o'clock as well. So a little bit different. And then when we get into mid-summer, I should say mid-May and into June, we'll play our Saturday games at 6 o'clock this year. A nice Sunday afternoon game. Everybody loves them, especially on getaway day, but just the feel. Kind of the organ playing and the sun shining. It'll be really nice this year at Maimonides Park. Very beachy feel. So Jose Mena leads off for the Cyclones, who bat 9-1-2 against Irvin. Again, Brooklyn down by 3, walking into the top of the third. Irvin gets the sign from his catcher, Israel Pineda. First pitch to Jose Mena. The catcher takes it outside for ball one. Mena at a Cotuí, Dominican Republic. A New York Penn League champion with the Cyclones in 2019 and a Cyclone last year. This is his third year in uniform. Next pitch runs a little bit high. One ball, no strikes on Mena. Mena, Jordan Reyes, 9-1-2. Jose, the last guy to get an at-bat. Kicking the 2-0. Mena goes after it, comes up short. Big swing against 92 miles an hour for strike one. In fact, Mena last year with the Cyclones in this ballpark hit one into the bullpen on a Sunday afternoon. See if you can channel that. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. A breaking ball ripped towards third base. This one eats up Marihildo and goes into left field. This should be an error. We'll see what they score it, but Mena is on at first base. Second time we've seen Marihildo do this or do that when he should do something else. They call it a base hit against Omar. I should say they call it a base hit for Mena, so nothing against Omar. Third hit for the Cyclones. That was to Marihildo's left. We saw one eat him up to his right. He's playing in on the grass this time against the lefty, Rowdy Jordan. Pitch. Missed outside. One ball, no strikes. Jordan singled to center his first time. He's been so far a hitting machine. And when you have a hit in all three games and you get one out of the way in your first at bat, you feel like you're playing with house money in the final game of this series. Irvin from the stretch, the big 6-6 right-hander deals downhill and crosses the outside corner with a fastball to even the count at 1-1. Cyclones trail by three. They have collected three hits, three base runners today. Mena leads off first, kept close as Mendoza holds him on. Pitch. Good backdoor breaker in there for a strike. Irvin's got 94, and then that curveball comes in about 76 and has a big hump on it. Shakes a few signs and settles about chest high. Jordan behind. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt. And the catcher, Pineda, takes a second to find it, but picks it up. Mena not really going anywhere. Two balls and two strikes. Rowdy whirls that bat around as Irvin comes set. Shoulders rise and fall on the righty, long hold, pitch. Another breaking ball, strike three called. And Jordan down looking. That backdoor Uncle Charlie. He's giving the Cyclone some fits. That's Irvin's fourth strikeout. And the ball crosses the plate almost top down. It's a very, I know Barry Zito was a lefty, but very Barry Zito-esque or David Wells-esque, just that huge hump on it. It kind of comes down across the plate, straight top to bottom. Here's Wilmer Reyes from the right side. Brooklyn down 3-0. Pitch. Wilmer takes a fastball high at 1-0. Irvin now coming in about 92 miles an hour. There is some help behind him in the bullpen. I don't know how long he will last in this game. This is his first game back from Tommy John surgery since 2019. 1-0. Missed off the plate. And Wilmer finds himself in a hitter's count, 2-0. Mena leads off first. Very small lead for the catcher. 2-0. Wilmer cuts and misses. Big swing with his eyes destined towards that left field bullpen. Comes up short for strike one. In fact, to look out to that left field bullpen, Cyclones have somebody warming up. Irvin's next. Reyes spanks it in the sky towards right field. Stroshine hooking around and over, lines it up and makes the catch. Back-to-back flyouts to right today for Wilmer. Hitting the ball the other way. That's the second out after the Mena single. You go back to that first inning. Cyclones had Irvin on the ropes at second and third. And a chance to just pick up a base hit, maybe score one, maybe score two. And when they couldn't do that, that opened the door for Wilmington to feel good about crossing three. And Irvin has settled in. Here's Wyatt Young from the left side. First pitch to him. He swings and rolls one over the mound towards the middle of the infield. Fielded at second by Cole Daly. He tags Mena, who runs right into him. So the inning comes to an end as Wyatt Young hits into the fielder's choice that goes four unassisted. No runs, one hit. And one left, middle of three. Wilmington leading Brooklyn 3-0 on a Sunday afternoon at the stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Last of the third inning in Wilmington, it's 3-0 Blue Rocks ahead of the Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. It is a Sunday afternoon, about 48 degrees, a little bit brisk, a little bit windy. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones radio network. It's 48 today, going up to 50, so not really budging any better. Clouds up there don't help either. Sometimes the sun will peek its head through, shine down on that bright, kind of light beige dirt, but then huddles away again behind those puffy clouds that are rolling over the top of us. In the bottom of the third inning, we'll see our third Cyclones pitcher. It's right-hander Oscar Rojas, who is one of the starters, so he'll grab an inning or two. Carlos Ocampo started, went one-third of an inning, got knocked out. Got just one out. Colby Morris came in, and he tossed an inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball. It was good stuff from Colby. And now Rojas getting his first action of 2022. Israel Pineda leads off. The first toss of the inning is a strike over the inside corner at 88 miles an hour. Oscar Rojas out of Mexico. Big right-hander who was exceptional last year with low A St. Lucie. Actually started the year with the Cyclones. Here's the 0-1. Misses outside. One ball and one strike. Morris, by the way, in relief. 1 2/3. No runs. One hit. Didn't walk anybody. And struck out two. And, of course, no runs allowed. There's 28 pitches for Colby. Pineda single to center his first time. The pitch. He swings. Pops it up. Shallow center field. Wyatt Young, the second baseman, goes backpedaling out. Turns his shoulders and gives way to McElwain, who comes in from right field to make the catch. That was a windy, windy journey for Wyatt Young. Balls go up into that jet stream. You expect them to fall somewhere, but then the wind has other ideas. And luckily, Brendan McElwain did a nice job to come in and support his second baseman. So one down, bottom three, has to bring up the lefty, Drew Mendoza. Mendoza walked in his first plate appearance back in the first inning. Rojas fires away and misses low for ball one. So Oscar, still somewhat young, born in May of 1999. Still a lot of promise to his career. Pitch, a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. The reason I say that is because last year he broke camp with the Cyclones. He didn't mean to, but when Matt Allen, one of the top pitching prospects, got hurt, Rojas got pushed up. Pitch, Mendoza yanks it foul outside of first. Two balls and a strike. So Allen, you heard about the Tommy John surgery, was supposed to pitch with Brooklyn, probably their opening day starter. And then as the bus is leaving Florida to go to Asheville, things didn't work out. Next pitch, fouled back by Mendoza. And by that I mean there were guys on the team that didn't even realize that something was wrong with Matt Allen. I guess he had been throwing the day before and felt something. And as the bus is loaded, it drove away without Matt Allen in it. Cyclones drove to Asheville last year to start the year, and Matt Allen got Tommy John. 2-2. Just missed down low to the tall lefty. Three balls, two strikes. So instead of Allen, it was Oscar Rojas, slated to start at low A St. Lucie, got called up to high A and thrown right into the mix. 3-2, Mendoza fouls it back. And Rojas was a little out in front of his skis, to be honest with you, last year. He got rocked in many of the starts. I think he lasted about three or four starts before the Mets just said, okay, we'll just go back down to St. Lucie and get right. And Rojas was absolutely almost unhittable. Certainly the best pitcher St. Lucie had last year. Rojas was so good. He's winning Pitcher of the Week, Pitcher of the Month, and through three complete games. That does not happen very often. 3-2. And pitch down and in. Did he go? He did not. Mendoza holds up on the check swing and earns his second walk of the game. It really was something to kind of see, hey, we had this guy Rojas with us. He was throwing, and you know, it didn't really work out. Go back to St. Lucie, and then you're looking at some of the lines that he would turn in and going, is that the same guy? Oscar Rojas carving up what is now the Florida State League again. Unbelievable lines. I mean, 7 shutty, 8 shutty. Amazing stuff from Rojas, and he's back up here this year. Here's Merahildo. Pitch. Fastball missed in tight for ball one. 3-0 Wilmington. We're in the home half of the third. Roxer at the plate. One on and one out. With a six hitter, Merahildo, who struck out his first time. Rojas chucks the next and sends it right down Easy Street. One ball and one strike. That was at 89 miles an hour, about knee high. So Rojas starting the year up here, hoping to have the same success that he did with low A St. Lucie last year. 1-1 pitch, swinging a broken bat, chop up the first baseline, fielded by Rojas. He just tags Merahildo in between home and first to get the one unassisted out. Meanwhile, Mendoza behind the play goes from first to second. He gets into scoring position with two outs for Kevin Strohschein. Now, today, I don't really know how long Rojas will go. I'm sure nobody had it drawn up that Ocampo would last for one out. But if you can get two, if you can get three out of Rojas, you'd love it. You certainly have the bullpen arms behind you, but you want to save some people for the series starting on Tuesday. Pitch to Kevin Strohschein. A little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Strohschein struck out looking. He was the first guy to face Colby Morris in that first inning. Ocampo got the out, then came off the field after 32 pitches, and Morris struck out Strohschein. Here's the 1-0. Down and away. Rojas misses for ball two. So the only two that we have not seen, Garrison Bryant and Dyson Acosta. Garrison is going to start Tuesday's game against Jersey Shore. Here comes the 2-0, and Strohschein takes it right across the outside corner. Fastball strike at 91. Two balls and a strike. So we'll see Garrison on Tuesday, Acosta later on in the week, and then back to Santos on Thursday. 2-1. Skips to the plate. Mena has trouble with it. Catches, throws towards third base. Close play. And the runner who broke is out. Mendoza went off towards third base when that ball hit the dirt. It was a good read, but Mena just caught that ball that popped right up over his head. Jumped out of his crouch, nabbed it, and then threw to third base for the 2-5 putout to end the inning. So Rojas ends up facing the minimum, and he'll see Strohschein again in the fourth. 3-0 Wilmington. We go to the fourth inning next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball.
One pitch away from baseball history.
Where there's baseball.
Near the wall.
There's action.
He made a phenomenal.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history. Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
This is Nick Gaddis, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, new pitcher into the game for Wilmington. The Blue Rocks lead the Cyclones 3-0 on a Sunday afternoon at Frawley Stadium. And the new arm is big right-hander Carlos Romero. He comes in after Jake Irvin threw three scoreless innings, and his first batter, Jose Perosa. First pitch to Jose, cut on and miss at 90 miles an hour for strike one. 4, 5, and 6. This is the heart of the order for the Cyclones. Chance to get something rolling. Pitch. That misses down and away. 1-1 on Pedoza, who struck out his first time, but hits for him in the first two games from yesterday. So a good start to the season for Pedoza. Pitch. That just missed in tight from Romero. 2-1. Give you a look at the scoreboard in the South Atlantic League. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the inning, we'll give you the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Here comes the 2-1. Hit on the ground is short. Barley to his left, collects right by the shoe tops and zips it in time to first to retire Perosa. One away. So in our division, of course, if you're new, we'll try to make it as easy as possible. Jersey Shore, Aberdeen, Wilmington, who we're here with today, and find folks at Hudson Valley that you will know like the back of your hand by the time September rolls around. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jersey Shore hosting Aberdeen. Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead against the Ironbirds. JT Schwartz digs in. Pitch from Romero. JT fouls it off at the plate. Big lefty swing for strike one. So Jersey Shore is trying to avoid the sweep. Aberdeen, who's in our division, we only play a few times this year. It's not as often as you play a Wilmington or a Hudson Valley. 0-1, way outside. 1-1. Reason being is that with 5 in the North Division and 7 in the South, you'll always have one crossover series just because it doesn't even out. 1-1. That miss is high. 2-1. And Aberdeen, which is the most southern of the 5 teams in the league, in the division, I should say, always usually ends up being the team that ventures through the South Division. 2-1, JT takes high, 3-0. Elsewhere in our division is Hudson Valley. They're taking on Greenville at 3:05 Eastern in South Carolina. 3-1, Schwartz gets a good pitch but misses, swings through the fastball, and the count runs full. Top of the fifth in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The White Sox affiliate trailing Hickory, that's the Rangers affiliate, 4-1. Romero rocks and deals the payoff. Man misses outside, and for the first time, JT Schwartz reaches base. So he's on with a one-out walk. Cyclones trail 3-0, top of the fourth. Sun now peeks through the clouds, and hopefully that is a poetic meaning for the top of the fourth. Hopefully the Cyclones can pop out offensively and get going against a new pitcher. Bottom of the first inning, just getting started in Greensboro. The Grasshoppers trailing Rome 2-0. So the Rome Braves, affiliate of Atlanta, Greensboro with Pittsburgh. Pitch to Jalen Palmer. He swings. It's a ground ball to third. Collected by Marahildo. Throw to second for one, and that's it. Couldn't come across from second to first to get the double play. So Palmer reaches on the fielder's choice. The put out at second goes 5-4. And Nick Gaddis will bat with the runner at first and two outs. And the final score to give you, just getting started in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate taking on Asheville. the affiliate of the Houston Astros, finale of that series. Gattis struck out his first time. Romero, tall right-hander, deals home and finds the letter-high fastball strike at 89 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Romero is also, wait for it, 6 foot six, just like Jake Irvin, who was the starter for Wilmington. Next pitch to Gattis is a soft one that misses outside. One ball, one strike. So Romero comes in, 6'6", about 185, very tall, very thin. Jake Irvin, same height, but a little bit bigger, about 220 pounds. 1-1. Gattis stares at the bender in the dirt, two balls and a strike. Irvin ended up going three scoreless, four strikeouts, no walks. Did give up three hits to the Cyclones. Palmer leads off first base. We'll see if he moves. 2-1. Gattis takes a knee-high strike to even the count at 2-2. Nick didn't like that call. Thought it was in. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn nothing. Top of the fourth. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Romero fires away and hits the outside corner. So Gattis didn't like the inside corner. It was a little too much off the plate, and he certainly found that out on the outside corner, taking strike three. So Romero has a pretty solid inning. The Cyclones go down without much of a hitch. No runs, no hits, one walk, and one man left. Middle of four, Wilmington still up, 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink. Every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Wilmington still clinging to that 3-0 lead. They scored all three runs in the bottom of the first inning against Carlos Ocampo, and so far been held down by Colby Morris and Oscar Rojas, who's into his second inning of work on the mound. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, and in the bottom of the fourth inning, Wilmington will turn to Kevin Strohschein, Cole Daly, and Jeremy Idens, the bottom three hitters in the order. 2-22 here on the East Coast in Wilmington. Rojas, righty-to-righty, rocks into the windup. His first pitch to Strohschein. Kevin rips it foul off the third base side for strike one. Strohschein was at the plate in the third inning when Drew Mendoza tried to go from second to third on a pitch in the dirt and got thrown out, so Strohschein gets another shot. Rojas is 0-1. Swinging a bouncy ball to the right side. It backs up JT Schwartz. He's got it on the backhand. Flips to Rojas covering. One away. So good work by those guys. First time we've seen Schwartz handle a ground ball this series. And we'll take a look through the Mets organization today. Only one other game going on right now. It was supposed to be the finale of the Syracuse and Scranton series, but a little rain in upstate New York washed out that game. So here's Cole Daly, left-handed hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for ball one. Double-A Binghamton having trouble pitching yet again. They trail Hartford 8-4. Middle of that game, the 1-0. Daly goes after it, fouls it back to even the count at a ball and a strike. So Bingham today on the mound. Alex Valverde making his start, gave up 6 runs in 2 1/3 innings. They had trouble pitching yesterday. 1-1. Swinging a bouncy ball right back to the mound. Rojas caught it behind his back and throws to first for the out. Well, if they had MILB.TV, you'd probably see that tomorrow morning with your morning coffee in the Sports Center Top 10. That was unbelievable. And it was like slow motion. So Rojas delivers the pitch, and in his follow-through, just kind of reached behind his back with his glove and caught it belt high. Look what I found. Oscar, dazzling. Now here's Idens. Jeremy swings the first pitch and fouls it back over our heads in the booth. No balls and a strike. So anyway, Binghamton trailing 8-4. Valverde getting rocked. And offensively, Janeshwi Fargas has hit a home run. Hits for Ronnie Mauricio and Luke Ritter. Next pitch, fouled off the plate by Idens for strike 2. And if you're wondering, Francisco Alvarez didn't play today. So he still has the opportunity, though, to hit potentially homers in 3 consecutive games when they're back at it on Tuesday. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. 1-2. So low A, that's the other team we have to give you. They won't start till 5:35. It is the professional debut of Calvin Ziegler, who is a top 15 prospect in the organization, drafted from the country of Canada, second rounder from last year. Rojas is 1-2. Pitch is caught on and missed. Idens tagged out on the ball in the dirt, and the inning is over. And Rojas strikes out Idens and has a 1-2-3 frame to retire the side. Off to the fifth, Wilmington 3, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Fifth inning from Frawley Stadium in Delaware. It is the break even of this 3-game series. We split a doubleheader yesterday. Today, the finale. Wilmington has a 3-0 lead against the Brooklyn Cyclones, who come back to the bats in the top of the fifth. Brandon McIlwain, Jose Mena, Rowdy Jordan, the 3 Cyclones to hit against Carlos Romero. Nice part about this part of the game, you have the starter out for Wilmington. Jake Irvin was great over 3 innings. This is the kind of year that you feel like Irvin is going to be with this club all year long, and if he's unbelievable, maybe in June, July gets the bump up, but we'll see Irvin probably a few times this year. So now into the bullpen. First pitch to Brandon McIlwain. He rips one down the left field line. It's a base hit headed towards the corner. McIlwain hits first, heads for second as Antuna fishes it out. McIlwain thinks about 3 but backpedals after second base. 2 base hit for Brandon McIlwain. He's on the board, if you will. He's got his first hit of 2022. So, again, Cyclones seeing somebody a little bit new. They got a piece of Romero, at least, in that fourth inning. Walk, put a ball in play, and now you have McIlwain doubling. So maybe a little bit of life for the Cyclones. Failed to give you one score in that Mets affiliate scoreboard. It's the Mets themselves, for goodness sake. That's the whole reason we're down here. Help those guys out. Here's Maynard from the right side. Pitch. Jose cuts and misses, a little behind that fastball. 0-1. Mets wrapping up the four-game series with Washington in D.C. today. After three innings, it's 1-0 Nationals. Carlos Carrasco gave up a home run to a guy by the name of Nelson Cruz. He's hit a few of those home runs in his time. 0-1. Mena hits it in the sky to center field. Iden's drifting back, curling over to right center, makes the catch. McElwain tags and digs for third, and he's there without a throw. So Jose Mena got the ball up into the air, and if anything, moved over to the runner to third base. Cyclones are 90 feet away from getting somebody across the plate and get on the board. So still a lot of game to go in D.C. between Carrasco and Eric Fetty throwing for the Nationals. See if the Mets can pick up a little late comeback and sweep the four-game series to start the 2022 season. Here's Rowdy Jordan. One on and one out. Brooklyn down 3-0. Pitch. Jordan swings late at the fastball. Nothing and one on number 26. Jordan is single to center today and a strikeout looking. And now the home plate umpire, Adam Clark, stepped out from behind home plate and kind of gave a look at the catcher, Israel Pineda. I'm not sure what that look was. But anyway, he points at the pitcher, Carlos Romero, who settles into his set. Pitch. Rowdy swings, pops it up, shallow center field. Barley goes out. Idens comes in. Barley makes the call and the catch. McElwain goes to tag but bluffs, and a good throw by Barley from shallow center. That's the shortstop, Barley going out to make a catch and a strong throw. So Jordan popped it up, and no chance for a sacrifice fly. So he pops out for the second out of the inning, and this will bring up Wilmer Reyes. Wilmer's put the bat on the ball twice today, but two flyouts to right. Brooklyn so far being shut out. They do have four hits, but it's 3-0 Nationals affiliate. Righty to righty, Romero peeks at third, fires home, and Wilmer goes after it and fouls it straight back. Windy, cold day in Wilmington today. Not much sunshine. That cloud coverage makes it feel maybe an extra 2 or 3 degrees colder. And the wind certainly doesn't help. 0-1. Reyes reaches out, pops it up into shallow center. This is the second baseman, Daly, to make the catch. So some soft contact after the McElwain rip down the left field line. Cyclones cannot get him in, and we're halfway through the ball game. Wilmington in front, 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has thrown an out-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
This is JT Schwartz, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth, 3-0 lead for Wilmington. It has stayed that way since they scored all three of those runs in the bottom of the first inning. Oscar Rojas back out for the Cyclones on the mound to face the Blue Rocks bats. Yesterday, Wilmington won 5-1. They scored them early and tacked on a few more late to wrap up game one of the doubleheader. Meanwhile, the Cyclones, it was a pitcher's duel through about 4.5 innings before the Cyclones scored two runs late thanks to a Rowdy Jordan two-run triple. Really not much offensive power from the Cyclones. Jordy Barley digs in. Oscar Rojas fires the first pitch and floats the changeup right by Barley's bat for strike one. Third time through the order for Wilmington's bats. Barley today, a triple, a run scored, and a flyout. Rojas uncorks his next, and the slider spins outside. Barley kept the bat back just enough. One ball, one strike. Ocampo, Morris, and Rojas, the three pitchers used today for Brooklyn. Twists in the 1-1. Barley tied up inside, cuts and misses for strike two. I did immediately mention the Mets game. They were down 1-0. They have since tied the game in Washington. Francisco Lindor hit his first home run of the season. Here comes the 1-2, and it's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. So good to see Lindor, first of all, back and playing after that scary incident the other night where he got hit in the face trying to bunt. He's got his first home run of the year. Infield is back, outfield is deep, and time is called to the plate. Barley wants an extra second to get settled. Rojas rocks into the wind, the 2-2. Missed outside, tried to nibble with the fastball at the outside corner. The count runs full on the leadoff hitter. Barley is a great, great top man, great table setter. Sees a lot of pitches. Here comes the payoff. Caught on and miss, and he went to the inside corner that time and strikes out Barley with 91. Reached back for a little bit extra that time for Oscar Rojas. So this is the final game of this series. I'll travel back to Brooklyn tonight. Everybody get to their apartments probably around 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. Not too late. Maybe even earlier than that, depending on that traffic. Here's Vega. He takes inside for ball one. Off day tomorrow, which is a good chance for these guys to get out and explore New York City. And then back at it Tuesday against Jersey Shore. Here's the 1-0. So we're going to ground ball to the shortstop. Reyes has to charge and move quickly. Picks it up, whips it to first. All in one fell swoop for the out. Good swift motion movement from Wilmer Reyes down from short. Back-to-back Rojas outs in the fifth. Tuesday opening day, giving away those winter hats. If you saw the video I posted to Facebook or Twitter earlier today, you'd see them. They are absolutely gorgeous. And I tell you what, they work. They really keep you warm, which is the name of the game. Here's Antuna. The three hitter takes down and in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. One ball, no strikes. Not only is it important to get a nice giveaway, but a giveaway that works at a baseball stadium. 1-0. Antuna fouls it straight back. One ball, one strike. They're excited to get these games going back at home in Maimonides Park. Today it's a little bit windy and cold in Wilmington. I can't imagine adding a beach to the equation next week. 1-1. That pops a glove in the outside corner. Rojas jumps ahead 1-2. But head to BrooklynCyclones.com. Check out our promotion schedule for the upcoming week, including Taco Tuesday. Here's the 1-2. Missed in tight right by his knees. Santuna lays off. It's two balls and two strikes. 3-0 Wilmington. Bottom of the fifth. Base is empty. Two outs. Rojas trying to carve up another out. Pitch. Missed outside. Rojas is an out away from three scoreless in relief. And really, if he can figure out this league, you got to tip your cap to him because he certainly figured out, as I mentioned, low A Southeast last year. Next toss, Antuna slices it foul off to the left, knocked down by the protective netting in foul territory. Rojas shakes at the first sign, likes the second. Here's the payoff. Antuna fouls it back. Oscar, again, does not throw very hard. And he really reaches back. Throws about 91 to 92. I'm sure as he warms up, literally warms up in this season, as the starts and the outings go by, he might get up to 93. And if he's lucky, 94. But he'll sit about 91, 92. Here's another payoff. And he got him looking. Soft stuff on the outside corner. Antuna couldn't believe it. Rojas has another 1-2-3 inning. Oscar, the grouch, if you ask Wilmington. A 1-2-3 framer off to our trivia inning. in the sixth. 3-0 Nationals affiliate in front of the Mets affiliate on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
This is Brandon McElwain, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
New pitcher on for Wilmington in the top of the sixth inning. It's Troy Steinbrook, who came in from the bullpen, and I guess came in with a gray glove, which no can do. So the umpires squashed that. That was a little bit of the delay between innings a little bit. But we are off and running and headed now to the top of the sixth. Wilmington leading Brooklyn 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network. This is the rubber game. You don't really play too many of these because they're all six-game series. You don't really have a chance to play a rubber game. But Wyatt Young leads off in the sixth. The first pitch from Steinbrook is across for strike one. Steinbrook, big lefty. They have, again, just a number of lefties that they go to in that bullpen. And lefties are uber, uber valuable. Steinbrook holds the set, rocks and comes home. And delivers strike two to the same spot against Wyatt Young. Young had an infield single his first time and it bounced out in the third. This is at bat number three. Stainbrook 6'7", 250. Monster man out there. They've all been monster men today. Pitch. Lefty curveball fades outside. One ball, two strikes. Cyclones have, again, another chance. This Wilmington offense scored three and then stopped. Cyclones have done a nice job in relief with Morris and Rojas to keep the bats at bay. 1-2 pitch. A little bit low. Two balls, two strikes. 3-4-5 in the inning. Young, Pedroza, and Schwartz. Stainbrook set belt high. Here comes the 2-2. And a little bit low. Stainbrook thought he had it. Started to walk off the mound, but didn't get the call. Three balls and two strikes. Wyatt Young, for the second time in three plate appearances, has run the count full. Payoff coming. Fouled back towards the seats and out of play. So it's the sixth inning. It is our Coney Convos trivia inning. We do it every single game, all 132 games. We had two trivia questions last night. We got, of course, another one here today. And it is a chance to get you involved and give you a shout-out on the air if you know the answer. We ask you to write in, if you will. 3-2 again. Young strikes out looking. Took one too many. One down in the sixth. So if you want to respond, jump on Twitter and use the hashtag ConeyConvos, ConeyConvos. And the question has a lot to do with what's going on next week at Maimonides Park, where we celebrate Jackie Robinson Day for the first time ever at Maimonides Park. Every April 15th in baseball, we just never played in April, never got to commemorate the former Brooklyn Dodger. So the question revolves around that celebration next week. Here's Jose Pedroza, Brooklyn down 3-0. First pitch, he shoots foul off to the right for strike one. So Major League Baseball officially retired Jackie Robinson number 42 in 1997, and then Jackie Robinson Day started to become a thing in 2004 across baseball. Here's the 0-1. Pedroza takes strike two on the inside corner. My question to you is, at what stadium was that kind of one-off first announcement ever that baseball said the number 42 will be retired? What stadium did that happen in? 0-2. Missed in tight. Tried to nibble at that down and in area again by the knees. But Pedroza takes. One ball, two strikes. So now you see Jackie Robinson Day. Everybody in the big leagues that day wears 42. And, of course, outside of that, nobody else gets to wear that number. Pitch. Just missed outside this time. Change up at 79 miles an hour. It's 2-2 on Pedroza. 3-0 Wilmington. Top half of the sixth. We'll give you the answer, by the way, in the bottom of the inning. 2-2. Pedroza drills a line drive to right field. Strohschein in and makes the hat-high catch. That was a bullet the other way by Pedroza. Nothing you can do about that. Just dangerous lumber. Hit it right at the right fielder. So the Cyclones very quickly have gone down with the two outs in the top of the sixth. They have the leadoff man has been on in about three of the five innings. But outside of that, not much else. Four hits, no runs today. Here's JT Schwartz, lefty to lefty. Stainbrook fires away, and JT cuts and misses at the soft stuff down and in. That was 78 miles an hour from Troy Stainbrook. Second pitcher used in relief and third pitcher used today. 0-1. Bounces up there. One ball, one strike. Jake Irvin went three. Three scoreless. Three hits, four strikeouts. And Romero did his thing over two frames, keeping the Cyclones off the board. 1-1. Pops the glove outside corner, and JT is behind now, 1-2. That was 92 miles an hour. Stainbrook working on a 1-2-3 inning. Nobody on base. Two outs. Big guy deals home. And Schwartz cuts and misses for strike three. So Stainbrook retires the side, bookends the strikeouts as the kicker. 5.5 innings in the books. Get your trivia question responses in. We'll give you the answer when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It's 3-0 Wilmington at Frawley Stadium in Delaware.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wilmington to the plate, leading the Cyclones 3-0. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, just shy of 3 o'clock on the East Coast. Sun popping out now a little bit as those clouds continue to move off to the coast, off to the east, out in right field. This field faces not the northeast, but the north, kind of faces as I-95 goes up. I-95 runs out past the left field wall, so as that goes up, when you're standing in the batter's box, you look out to the pitcher, you're looking due north. So as those clouds move, the sun starts to shine a little bit on this cold day. Oscar Rojas for the Cyclones deals to Israel Pineda. The first pitch misses inside for ball one. Pineda, Mendoza, and Merihildo, 4, 5, and 6 in the order in this frame. Rojas been dealing so far. Next pitch, foul to the plate, little chopper. And it evens the count at a ball and a strike. So we asked you, with Jackie Robinson Day celebrated at the Maimonides Park for the first time ever on April 15th this coming week in Brooklyn, baseball officially made it a day, Jackie Robinson Day, in 2004. But in 1997, there was a ceremony. Pitch ripped but foul down the left field line. 1-2. My question to you is, 1997, that was 50 years to the day that Jackie Robinson made his debut for the Brooklyn Dodgers. What stadium did they have? A big ceremony. President Clinton was there. It was a big to-do. Here's the 1-2. Pineda takes the slider outside. Check swing. They don't even appeal. Now they do, and he did not go around. So it's 2-2. Well, the answer to the trivia question is Shea Stadium in 1997. It's got to be the one, Shea Stadium. The Mets were kind of born out of the loss of the Giants and the Dodgers. 2-2. Pineda strikes out swinging, and Rojas doing a great job in relief. Really a nice job. The Wolf howling in on Twitter using the hashtag ConeyConvo. So David Pecoraro got it right. So good on him, and good on Ralph Schneider. He's got it right. Shea Stadium is indeed correct. During the fifth inning of that game back in 97 at the old Shea, big ceremony with Major League Baseball retiring number 42 across the league. Here's Drew Mendoza, lefty hitter. He swings and grounds it foul outside of first. Cyclones down 3-0, bottom of the sixth inning. Base is empty and one man out. So next Friday, Jackie Robinson Day in Brooklyn, we will give away Jackie Robinson number 42 blue hats. Really kind of cool with the statue of Jackie Robinson that we have at our stadium in the shadow of that number 42. 0-1. I missed off the plate. 1-1. So the Dodgers and the Giants both left town, and the Yankees were really the only ones left until the Mets came along. 1-1. That's low. 2-2. Mets took the Giants. New York Giants orange. Took the Dodger blue. Combined it. And, of course, got started in the 60s. And then when Shea Stadium became Citi Field, they built Citi Field with that rotunda, just like they had at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Next pitch, Mendoza swings and fouls it back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So when you walk up to Citi Field, you just Google a picture of Citi Field if you've never been. That facade, that front-facing look, you look at a side-by-side with Ebbets Field and you go, well, that looks pretty familiar. They really did a nice job with it. 2-2 coming to Mendoza, and it's high. Rojas misses for ball three. There comes the payoff to the lefty. Mendoza swings and fouls it back. Rojas working on Drew. Here comes another payoff. And it's strike three called on the outside corner. Mendoza flipped the bat, and he bent over to try to undo his shin guard. Thought he walked, but he takes strike three. Rojas, been a sniper up there, just picking apart these corners and edges. And I tell you what, he's getting some of these really close calls just go his way. He struck out an Antuna at the end of the fifth inning on something similar. And Rojas continues to craft right along here in this sixth. Here's Merahildo. Cyclones down 3-0. Wilmington third baseman at the plate. And he swings and belts one deep towards right center. McElwain over back at the track. This one is off the fence. Merahildo into second base with a double. He just missed that thing. Merahildo with a booming double to right center, right off the fence. Up the pest control sign in the gap. McElwain had to run a long way to go get it. And Omar Merahildo, who has reared his ugly head against Cyclones pitching, has done it again today. That's his first hit, but a big one. And the first real sign of life out of Wilmington's offense since that first or second inning. Kevin Strohschein to the plate, right-handed hitter, trying to add to the Wilmington total. Rojas steals home. Strohschein fouls it away. Now Rojas, really, he's still an out away from getting through 4 scoreless in relief. So that's the first real mistake he's made. Merahildo went right after that first pitch. Somebody warming up behind Rojas in the pen now. Here's the 0-1. Down low in the dirt. Backhand stop by Mena. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Well, with the Cyclones' offense off to a slow start in this series, pressure is on Rojas to keep it at 3-0 and give Brooklyn, with just 9 outs to work with, a little bit of breathing room. 1-1. Strohschein punches it foul to the right, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. So Rojas getting right back ahead in the driver's seat. Rojas steps off. That wind has kicked up a little bit of dust and dirt right in his eye. Gets back on the rubber, leans in for the sign with the ball dangling behind his back. Comes set, deals the 1-2. And Strohschein strikes out, balls in the dirt. Picked up by Mena, the catcher whips it to first in time, inning over. Oscar Rojas strikes out 3 in the inning and strands a runner at second base. Great work by Morris and Rojas in relief after the starter Carlos Ocampo got knocked out of the game after just 1 out. So it remains 3-0 as we go to the 7th inning in Wilmington. Cyclones and Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In the top of the seventh inning, Jalen Palmer, Nick Gattis, and Brandon McIlwain are due up against the lefty reliever for Wilmington, Troy Stainbrook. Brooklyn still chasing three, just as they were after the first inning came to a close. And as we walk into the top of the seventh inning, time is certainly running out on this game for the Cyclones. Wilmington, three runs in that first inning on four hits. They've had two hits since then, sprinkled over the next, you know, three, four, five innings. But the Cyclones, all zeros up on the board, save for four hits. So Palmer will lead off, a righty facing the lefty Troy Stainbrook. Stainbrook set at the belt, his first pitch of the inning. Jalen takes across the knees for strike one. McIlwain has a double. He's due up in the inning. Young has a single. Jordan has a single. And Mena has a hit. The 0-1. Palmer takes one low to even the count of the ball and a strike. Give you another look at the scoreboard in the seventh inning. Palmer, slight wave of the bat, takes the next pitch down and out. And they count two balls and a strike. Just trying to set the table, get going, because Palmer, he certainly has that raw power, but he has great speed too, so just trying to get aboard and make some things happen. Next pitch, Palmer slaps it in the sky to center field. Idens drifts back and makes the easy catch in straightaway center. So one down in the top of the seventh inning. So in the league today, Hudson Valley taking on Greenville. That game should start in the next 5 minutes out in South Carolina. Finale of that series. Also a rubber game. Both teams have won one. Top of the fourth inning in Bowling Green, Kentucky. No score between the Hot Rods and Asheville Tourists. Here's Nick Gattis. Stainbrook delivers the first one low. One ball, no strikes. Bottom three in Greensboro. 3-2 lead for Greensboro against Rome. And then back up in our division, Jersey Shore leading Aberdeen 3-1 in the seventh. Pitch to Nick in there for a called strike. That was a fastball, about 90 miles an hour from Stainbrook. Infield is back. Here comes the 1-1 to Gattis. And it's in there for a strike. Finally, top of the seventh inning. Hickory up 5-2 at Winston-Salem in the final finale of that series. The rock and the 1-2 way inside. Gattis has to stick his booty out of the way. Fire his stomach over the plate, make an L. Get out of the way of that thing as fast as he can. Brandon McIlwain on deck. Cyclones just looking for base runners, really, to cut into this 3-0 deficit. Pitch. That's low. They're certainly taking enough pitches. Seven strikeouts as a team, so they've taken a lot of pitches. They haven't seen too many strike three calls, so they're doing their best to work the count. Payoff. Gattis swings, pops it up. Shallow left field. Barley goes out there, the shortstop, and makes the catch just outside of the infield dirt for the second out. As that pitch came in and Gattis popped it up, gave us a nice look at that blue sky that we see yet again. It's been clouds most of the day, a little bit of sunshine here and there. There's Brandon McIlwain, kicks out some dirt in the back of that righty batter's box closest to the catcher. He sets himself up, goes without batting gloves on a cold day today. Here's the first pitch to the righty. McIlwain takes a strike. Brooklyn down 3-0, top of the seventh inning. Base is empty, two outs. McIlwain a double to right center his last time. Kicking the pitch from Stainbrook. That's in the dirt to even the count. Here comes the 1-1 to the righty. McElwain lays off the high cheese. Two balls and a strike. Mentioned last time he was up, he had been drafted before out of Cal in 2019. The Marlins went and got him in the 26th round, and he chose not to sign, kind of bet on himself. 2-1. He swings, and guess what? Pops this one up as well. Cyclones have been popping him up left and right. Foul territory, first base side. Mendoza's got it coming down from first for the final out. So the Cyclones, 1-2-3 for the second consecutive inning. Can't get anything going against this Wilmington pitching staff. It's 3-0 Wilmington, middle of 7 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
New arm into the game for the Brooklyn Cyclones in relief. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen. Rayson Santos comes on in the bottom of the seventh inning here in Wilmington. Cyclones are trailing 3-0. Rock scored 3 in the bottom of the first inning. And we've kind of wisped through this game without much of anything else going on. It's been kind of quiet. It's a cold, cold day. So both these offenses have been certainly ice cold at the plate. Here's Cole Daly. I didn't mean to do all of that cold stuff, but here's Cole Daly. First pitch is fouled away for strike one. So Rayson comes in for the first time in 2022, but he has certainly been a Cyclone in years past. Came up at the end of 2019 and helped the Cyclones win the New York Penn League Championship, and came up at the end of last year from St. Lucie. 0-1. Just missed inside, even the count at 1-1 on the 8-hitter for Wilmington. Santos, a righty out of the Dominican Republic. No relation to Junior Santos, one of the Cyclone starters. Pitch. That runs high and away. Two balls and a strike. Oscar Rojas just turned in 4 beautiful innings of relief. Now, he's a starter, so you can call that a kind of a piggyback appearance. But he was exceptional. Here comes the 2-1. And there's a strike at the top of the zone on the outside corner. So Rojas went 4 scoreless frames. Oscar struck out 6, walked 1, and gave up 1 other hit. It was really great. 2-2. Just missed inside. Daly twisted out of the way of that one. Santos thought he found a spot, but to no avail. So a payoff pitch will come up to Daly. It's Cole Daly, Jeremy Idens, and then the top of the order. Santos ready to go. The 3-2. Caught on and missed. Ball got away from Mena, but he picks it up, throws to first for the 2-3 putout. So Santos comes out slinging, strikes out his first man of the year. And this will bring up Jeremy Idens. Gave you a look in the top of the inning at the league scoreboard. We'll give you the Mets affiliate scoreboard and the Mets themselves. Mets taking on the Nationals down in D.C., the parent clubs of both of these teams. Here's Idens from the right side. He's the nine hitter and center fielder for the Blue Rocks. Pitch. Slider in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Binghamton, despite the fact that they could not really pitch at the beginning of the game today at Hartford, has since tied it up offensively. 8-8 against Hartford after six. They scored three in the fourth and four in the fifth. 1-0. Idens takes in tight from Santos. That was 91 in. Two balls and no strikes. Three hits from our buddy Antoine Duplantis. Two from Brett Beatty. Two from Ronnie Mauricio. And a home run from Matt Whitaker and a home run from Janeshwi Fargas. So they're back into that game. 2-0 pitch. Misses way too far outside. And the count to 3-0. 5:35 start for St. Lucie in low A, the debut of Calvin Ziegler on the mound. And Triple A Syracuse washed out with Scranton today. They'll make that game up in June. 3-0. And that's low. So four-pitch walk to Jeremy Idens, who's on for the first time in the game. Santos allows the one-out walk in the bottom of the seventh. Here it is 3-0 Wilmington. Go down to D.C. The Mets have a 2-1 lead against Washington. Carlos Carrasco, so far, one run over four innings. He gave up a solo shot to Nelson Cruz. Meanwhile, Eric Fetty gave up a solo home run to Francisco Lindor. And the Mets got another run on a Mark Canna RBI single. So Mets now in front, going for the four-game sweep. Back to the top of the order. Here's Jordy Barley. He takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Barley tripled his first time up to the gap in right center. Got it going. It was Barley, Vega, Antuna, Pineda, and Mendoza. And before you knew what hit you, it was 3-0 Wilmington. And they knocked Carlos Ocampo from the game. Next pitch from Santos. Spins too far outside. The righty missed his spot. Glove side off the plate. One ball, one strike. Barley, since that triple, 0-2. Pitch. He swings and clobbers one in the air to center field. Palmer stops, comes in a step, makes the catch. Santos has his second out. So Rayson, who is out there, is a brave man today. No undershirt. He's got those open arms. It's a cold day today. You saw a lot of pitchers out there with long sleeve shirt. He's trying to keep warm. Rayson, he's a tough kid. What cold? Here's Onyx Vega, who's been a tough out today. Two doubles. Pitch. Vega sees a fastball strike over the outside corner. Now, these guys that just came up from Florida, where it felt like Florida down there. It was 70s, 80s, nice and sunny for a month. And they come up here, and it is cold. 0-1, way inside. Onyx dips backward out of the way. One ball, one strike. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn nothing. Bottom of the seventh, one on, two outs. Idens has his lead at first base, hands on his knees, now readies. Santos holds the set, pitch. Slider twirls outside for ball two. Talked to Louis Rivera, the Cyclone skipper, on the pregame show today, and just talked about the cold start to the offense. Said it's just the way it is the first day of the season. Quick throw over to first base. Idens dives back in. It's true. You've probably seen it in baseball, watching your favorite team for years and years. They come out in April, and the bats are a little bit behind the pitchers. Guys that throw 95 normally are out there throwing 95 on day one. Guys that hit 20 bombs, maybe not hitting one on day one. Next pitch, Vega swings and fouls it straight back. 2-2. I know there have been home runs in other places in our league. We haven't had one yet in our short 2.5 games that we've played so far. Guys on Wilmington as well offensively, you can tell, just a little bit quiet. That first inning was great, but nothing since. Next pitch to Vega. That one's shot foul down the right field side. So it remains 2-2 on the DH. Pitch. Fouled again by Vega down the right field side. And out of play. Over towards the street. Cyclones will see Wilmington a lot this summer. Next time we see these guys will be back in Brooklyn next month in May. And then we return here in mid-June. So about once a month you play your division. 2-2. Curveball. Got him swinging. Santos spins a good inning. And works around that one-out walk. So Racing with a scoreless frame in his first 2022 inning of the year. And now the Cyclones, pressure's on the offense. Six outs to go. We go to the eighth. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
This is Rowdy Jordan, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
New arm in for Wilmington as we go to the top of the eighth from Frawley Stadium under the shadow of I-95 in Delaware. Final game of the series before we hop on that same interstate and head back up to Brooklyn next week. The new arm, Amos Willingham, will come in out of the right field bullpen for the Blue Rocks. The Nationals affiliate leading the Mets affiliate. Cyclones are trailing 3-0 as they come to the plate. It'll be Jose Mena, the catcher, and then the top of the order, 9-1-2. Only six outs to work with, chasing three runs. So Willingham comes in after Troy Steinbrück went two scoreless. First pitch to Mena. Fastball strike over the outside corner. 0-1. Mena single his first time. Pitch here. Willingham missed, looked like in. 1-1. Willingham works very quickly. The break-even toss. Slider dips outside. 2-1. 6'4", 217-pounder out of Rome, Georgia. 23 years old. Here's the 2-1. And that's a strike on the outside corner, though Mena shaking his head as the pitch came across. He did not like it. Well, he's getting quick pitch here, too, by Willingham. He's ready to go. Here comes the 2-2. And Mena fights it off foul to the right. This is, of course, the first series of the season, so those new rules being enforced even more, that pitch clock, certainly making us all notice. 2-2 pitch. Mena swings, hits it high to left field. Antuna racing back, gives way to the center fielder, though. Idens, who makes the catch in the gap. Mena got it up, but the wind said, uh-uh, not going anywhere. It didn't even make it to the warning track. That was a pretty good swing from Jose, but he flies out for the first out in the top of the eighth inning. So back to the top, and Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter, will bat from the left side. Willingham, the righty, deals downhill and pumps the glove to the outside corner, strike one. 94 miles an hour from Willingham. Rowdy's got his sign, the 0-1. Strike two, so Jordan is behind. No balls, two strikes, right back at it. I'll tell you, this reliever, Amos Willingham, working mighty quick. Here comes the 0-2. Oh, man, good pitch below for ball one. That was a close, close spot. Adam Clark had it down. Willingham wanted it, didn't get it. One out in the eighth. Here comes the 1-2 to Rowdy Jordan. And that missed outside. A little change up at 83. Count the two balls and two strikes. And that sun we saw an inning ago is gone. All clouds overhead, like a big blanket. 2-2, that's off the plate, and it'll run the count full. Jordan, a single to center his first time, and a double in the first game yesterday. Triple in game two last night to deliver the Cyclones a 2-1 win. Payoff, strike three called outside corner. He threw the shoulders, thought about throwing the hands, just hesitated. It was a good pitch. He should have swung. I think he knows he should have swung, but he takes strike three. So the Cyclones have not had anybody reach base since a leadoff double by Brandon McIlwain in the top of the fifth. So bring up Wilmer Reyes. Willingham deals to the righty, and Wilmer takes it high and in near the chin for ball one. Cyclones down 3-0. Top eight, base is empty. And a windy Sunday in Wilmington, Delaware. Next pitch, cut on and miss. Reyes swings right through. Good hard fastball at 93. Willingham fires away again, and Wilmer fouls it straight back right on that fastball that came zipping in at 95 miles an hour. Willingham making quick, light work. Pitch. Bounding ball over the mound towards the middle of the infield. Backhanded by the second baseman, Cole Daly. He throws off balance and on the run to first. In plenty of time to get Wilmer Reyes. So Wilmer had hits in the first two games, but will probably go empty for a Sunday. Cyclones offense has gone empty for the last few innings. And we're done with 7.5 innings of play. 3-0 Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home.
located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Wilmington back to the bats with a 3-0 lead against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Keith Rad with you from the broadcast booth at Frawley Stadium. A happy Sunday to wherever you may be baseballing today. Hopefully from someplace warm. I would recommend when it's 48 degrees like it is today here, you don't open the window, but hey, we got to provide the feel. Got to paint the picture. Even if the picture is not ice cold, but it's cold. Cold and windy today in Wilmington. 3-0 Blue Rocks. They scored all three runs in the bottom of the first inning against Carlos Ocampo, and we've had literally nothing else since as far as runs are concerned. A new arm comes in from the pen for the Cyclones. Evie Ruibal, the New Jersey native and second-year man with the Cyclones, will pitch for the first time in 2022. So it's the bottom of the eighth inning, and for Wilmington, they had that 3-0 lead. They had a few other chances here or there, maybe a base hit away from adding another run or two. This is potentially their last time up to the plate. They need three outs defensively to wrap up the Cyclones and win the series. And outside of that first inning, Brooklyn pitching has been spectacular. Wilmington's obviously posting a shutout, but Brooklyn pitching has been sensational. So Ruibal will face Yasiel Antuna, the switch hitter batting left. Evie deals. The pitch is caught on and missed for strike one. Now, Evie is always known for throwing pretty hard. That one came in, though, at 91 miles an hour. Antuna again, switch hitter batting from the left side of the plate. Pitch. He swings. It's a ground ball towards the middle. Base hit on the right side of second. Wyatt Young got over from second, but didn't even lay out for a dive. It was right up the middle. So a leadoff single for Antuna. That's the seventh hit for Wilmington. And again, they had four in the first inning, so just the third hit since that first frame. Catcher Israel Pineda stands in, flips the bat upside down, drags the handle from the far side of the plate over to the back right corner of the batter's box. Right-handed hitter, Evie working from the stretch. He's a big guy, about 6'5". Evie deals home. And hits the glove on the outside corner for strike one. Starting to increase that velo. He's up to 93. Evie was signed last year out of the Florence Yawls, an independent league team in the Midwest in Kentucky. Spins and throws over to first base. Now, one thing about Evie Ruibal that I remember, only because last year was just a bit of a long year at finishing 48-70, said Evie is a slow worker. So I'm wondering if this pitch clock does move Evie's inner clock along a little bit. 0-1. Caught on a miss. Big swing by Pineda for strike two. Now Evie working at a slow pace last year. Just helpful to kind of calm him down. He's a guy that has learned to throw a little bit harder. So trying to channel exactly what he has to do in between pitches. Next toss, he yanks it into the dirt, spikes it. Maina has to go chase it down. And Antuna can kind of stroll to second base on the wild pitch. So Ruibal spiked it into the dirt. One ball, two strikes against Israel Pineda. Evie, former Notre Dame pitcher, drafted by the Dodgers, and now with the New York Mets organization. 3-0 Wilmington, bottom of the eighth. Runner at second base and nobody out. That's a big run for Wilmington if they can get it. It's kind of the kill shot if they can drive that runner in. The 1-2, just off the plate. Tried to spin the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Familiar situation for Pineda. He had an RBI single to center back in the first inning, part of that three-run melee against Carlos Ocampo. Huff and a puff, 2-2 pitch. Pineda fouls it back. So we'll get back on the bus tonight. We'll start on Tuesday. Tuesday is a Taco Tuesday. Wednesday is a Weenie Wednesday and a World Record Wednesday. We'll have a garage sale on Thursday. Jackie Robinson Day on Friday, just to start the year. Get it going. 2-2 pitch. Pineda pops it foul into the sky down the first base side, out of play. It's going to be good to see everybody again. All the old fans coming through. Some of the new fans excited for the year. Last year was a weird year, wacky year. Just happy to kind of get through it. Back to normal in New York City. Evie's 2-2 pitch in the dirt outside. Mena can't find it. Finally scrambles to pick it up between his feet. So the count runs full. Antuna stays at second base. ...66 home games this year, the most we've ever had in the history of the Cyclones. And I think something like 45 giveaways or 45 promotions. It's going to be a big year. 3-2 pitch on the inside corner. Got him looking. And Pineda didn't like the call. Telling home plate umpire, I got that in, but it's the umpire's word. That's a little more important. So Rui Ball strikes out Pineda for the first out. And if there was any year where I'd tell you, you got to take a look at that promotion schedule because it's just chock full of stuff. It's like a Long Island diner menu. It is just pages and pages of goodies we're giving away this year. Here's Drew Mendoza with a runner at second base and one out. Brooklyn down 3-0. Wilmington at the plate. Pitch. Mendoza cuts and misses at the slider for strike one. That was 87 ripping down and in. And Jose Mena will run out to Rui Ball and have a conversation. I'm sure they want to get on the same page on signs. This year, you might have been hearing commercials for it already, but you know we have the all-you-can-drink every Saturday in the backyard. This year, something brand new that we've introduced, the Boozy Brunch, six select Sundays throughout the year. It's the bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys up on the rooftop, not the backyard. It's up on the rooftop this summer. 0-1, just missed outside with the heat. One ball, one strike. As a, I guess you'd say, a millennial heading towards his 30s, the bottomless brunch has become a huge thing in New York City. So we're jumping on board. 1-1, Mendoza swings, rips a line drive to right field, a base hit in front of McElwain. Antuna stops at third base and will not cross towards home plate. So a single by Mendoza sets up first and third. I was giving a look down there. And Mario Lison, who didn't put his hand up till the kind of the very end to see if he was going to send Antuna or not. That ball was laced into right field in front of McElwain. So 3-0 Wilmington. Here's Metahildo. Omar is a tough cookie. He had a double back in the sixth inning against Oscar Rojas. He ripped it off the wall the other way. It was a bomb. A bullet. He just missed a home run. It's just too low of a line drive. Double play gets Evie out of the inning. Rui Ball deals home. Misses low and in for ball one. Mendoza small lead off first. Pitch. Front door cutter, it looked like, from Rui Ball for a strike. The ball kind of had some slide movement to it. Started in and then came back over the lip of the plate. It's a good pitch from Evie. One ball, one strike. Merihildo bouncing the bat off his right shoulder. Here comes the next toss. Merihildo swings, pops it up into the cloudy sky, but it fades to the right, up the first baseline, into the seats. And in fact, I think a little bit of a light sprinkling rain has started to come down. But because we've had just so many clouds in the area, it's been maybe 10 seconds or 30 seconds of rain, and then it all dissipates. Fans aren't really even budging. 1-2, rip foul off the front facing of the Cyclones dugout, and a couple of those clones go running down the steps. Oscar Rojas, whose day is done already, was one of those who just got off the top railing and ran down the steps, high-stepping his way out of the way. You can see him kind of smiling to everybody. I'm going to sit on the bench away from that railing, especially with Merihildo up there. He hits the ball very, very hard. Another 1-2. Heavy deals. The pitch is hit up the middle. Backhand stop by Wyatt Young. Flip to Reyes at second for one. Wilmer throws to first, but safe at first. Merihildo, I guess, beats it out. A run crosses the plate as Antuna races by, and it's 4-0 Blue Rocks. And at second base, Wilmer Reyes is slow to get up. It was kind of an awkward exchange between Young and Reyes. You had the ball hit on the third base side of second, which usually is the shortstop's ball, but Young got there first. Reyes cut to the bag, so Wilmer was kind of twisted and turned around, and I was watching the ball go to first base. He made an accurate throw, but he might have got slid into by Mendoza. So a run scores. It's 4-0, but there's two outs with a runner at first, and here's Kevin Strohschein. Rui ball deals righty to righty, and the fastball's there on the inside corner for strike one. Cyclones will have the heart of the order due up in the top of the ninth inning, chasing at least four. Heavy fires the 0-1. Pitch is caught on and fouled to the plate by Strohschein for strike two. Kevin today at a Tennessee Tech school not too far from Nashville, Tennessee. Not a bad place to go to school. 0-4 today into this at bat. 0-3 today into his fourth at bat. Merihildo off first base with two outs. Heavy ahead. Here's the 0-2. Front door breaker got him looking. Really a pretty good inning for Evie Ruibal for his first outing of 2022. But a run does score. One run on two hits. No errors. And one left. Almost had the double play to get out of the frame, but couldn't execute from start to finish. So we go to the ninth. Last chance dance for the Cyclones. Down 4-0 in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
This is Wyatt Young, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Wyatt Young will lead off for the Brooklyn Cyclones, who trail Wilmington 4-0. Last chance, three outs to go, and they'll face a brand new pitcher. A lot of pitchers used today for Wilmington. This one, Tyler Yankoski, will come on for the first time in this series and make his 2022 debut. You know, I didn't really notice until I started looking at these guys, you know, one by one come out of the bullpen. But they're all 6'6". Yankoski's 6'6", 225. So the starter today, Jake Urban, who pitched three scoreless, he's 6'5", 225. Then they bring in Carlos Romero. He's 6'6", 185. Stainbrook is 6'7". And Willingham, who we just saw, 6'4". He's the shortest pitcher we've seen today from Wilmington. Now, what does that mean? I mean, not much. I mean, velocity is velocity. I'm sure the arm slot, it's tough to maybe pick up when a guy's arm is a little bit longer. But these guys are massive. So Yankoski comes on. He's a big righty, and he'll face Wyatt Young. Again, Brooklyn down 4-0. Pitch. First one fouled back by Wyatt for strike one. Four hits for the Cyclones today. Rowdy Jordan, Wyatt Young, Brandon McElwain, and Jose Mena with hits. Third baseman Omar Merihildo in line with the bag at third. 2 feet on that infield dirt. The 0-1, a little bit low. That missed. It's one ball, one strike. Young, Pedroza, and Schwartz. Yankoski deals and delivers a strike over the inside corner. Wyatt Young twisted his top half, brought the bat through, but it didn't matter. It was a good pitch nonetheless. Yankoski out there, 23 years old, from Millersville, Pennsylvania. High school pick of the Nats in 2019 in the 19th round. He's ahead. Here's his 1-2. Young swings and punches it foul into the air down the left field side, out of play. Yankoski ended up pitching with Wilmington last year for 5 games, but did the majority of his work with low A Fredericksburg. Closed a little bit. Not a huge strikeout guy. Walks were high. So he's working on that heading into 2022. Young awaits. Here comes the 1-2. Wyatt swings and does the same thing. Pops it down the left field side into the seats. Brooklyn this year with the setup of the roster, a good number of lefties. Wyatt Young, Matt Rudick, JT Schwartz, so seem like kind of the core guys that will get the at-bats. Rudick not playing today, but played both games yesterday. They will be introduced to that Maimonides Park win coming out of right field. 1-2. Ball's in the dirt. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That wind is a wicked one. It'll certainly be, I guess, more windy in April, I would think. I mean, I don't know. I've never really sat up in the press box, the catbird seat at Maimonides Park in April and just kind of measured the wind. I guess it would be a little windier just because it's colder. But off the water, you never know. 2-2. So we're going to chop her on the ground towards third. Merihildo, who is playing in, shuffles to his left, collects, and throws to first. And Wyatt Young is out on the 5-3 putout. So Brooklyn is down to its final 2 outs, trailing 4-0 in the top of the ninth. Wilmington with the win will take the series 2 out of 3 before we see these guys up in Brooklyn May 10th. That's when they'll be off the bus, ready to play at Maimonides Park. Here's Pedroza. Yankoski deals home and misses down and away for ball one. So it all starts in Brooklyn Tuesday. It's, of course, the return of the King. King Henry is back. The 1-0. Pedroza spits on one down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. So happy to have the King back. And the King looks good. He's lost a couple of LBs. Good to see him back in action. Here comes the 2-0. That's down. Pedroza has a 3-0 count. Nobody on. Top of the ninth. Down 4-0. Jose today is 0 for 3. He was working on a little hitting streak to start the year. Hands right near his ear flap. Pitch. He takes the 3-0 pitch all the way at 90 miles an hour. Yankoski gets one over for a strike. Here comes the hitter's count. 3-1 pitch, and it's at the knees on the outside corner. Pedroza takes for strike two. That was 90 down and away. It wasn't on the black, but maybe a spot where Peroza didn't feel like he could do the most damage with it. That's certainly part of the equation with these guys. Swinging with a purpose, going up there with a plan. 3-2. Peroza cuts and misses, and he goes down on strikes. Gankowski comes all the way back from 3-0, and the Cyclones are now down to their final out. So this to bring up the lefty, JT Schwartz, who earlier in the game got on for the first time this year, earned a walk in the fourth. He flew out to left earlier and struck out his last time. Broken down to its final out, and JT, the last best hope to keep it alive. Yankoski deals, and JT takes a fastball strike, rifling over the outside corner, nothing and one. If you missed any of this game, we'll have it the post game for you. We'll recap this one, take a look at the scoreboard before we get you out on your way. Off again Monday and back at it Tuesday. Next pitch almost hit JT in the back foot. Ball in the dirt, and everybody kind of walks around. The umpire got out of there, catcher got out of there, JT got out of there. So one ball and one strike on Schwartz. Everybody bailing on the dirt ball. Sometimes even the umpire can't hold it. They don't want to get hit either. Yankowski coming with the 1-1. And misses high and away, arm side high, away from JT. Schwartz wearing number 3 on his back of his gray uniform. Not a bad count. Here's the 2-1. And JT takes a changeup in. 3 balls and a strike. See if JT gets a nice pitch to hit here. Yankowski certainly no need to walk anybody in the ninth, up by 4. 3-1. Schwartz hits one the other way in the air. Base hit left field. First Cyclones hit for JT Schwartz. Mets number 19 prospect off the schneid gets his first one. And he's on with 2 outs for Jalen Palmer. So Schwartz on twice today. That's good to see. Getting more comfortable as the at-bats go by. There's Palmer, an 0-for-3 day for the Cyclones center fielder. And the Brooklyn native back in on the right side. Yankowski, very tall, 6'6 righty with his back to the runner at first. Deals home and catches the outside corner with 90 miles an hour for strike one. Long hold from the righty, the 0-1 pitch. Palmer takes the slider low. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. 4-0 Wilmington, top of the ninth inning. Merihildo and Barley back on the left side. Daly, the second baseman, playing towards the middle of the infield. The first baseman, Mendoza, holding the runner on. Pitch to Palmer. That runs high and tight. So 2 balls and a strike. And if anything, for the Cyclones in the ninth, some counts that they can maybe do something with. Schwartz had a 3-1 count, single the other way. Now Palmer in a 2-1 count as Yankowski falls slightly behind. Next toss, front door breaker didn't come too far across. Stayed up and in, 3-1. So Palmer may get a nice one himself. Schwartz leads, pitch. Jalen swings, belts one towards right center field. Iden's gliding over. This will split the outfielders and head to the wall. Schwartz running around third base, headed towards home. Here comes the cutoff throw. It's Eaton in right field. Schwartz runs across home plate safely. Jalen Palmer to second with an RBI double. Better late than ever for the Cyclones. They get on the board and break the shutout. It's a 2-out RBI double to right center for Palmer to make it 4-1. So Wilmington still in front by a good chunk. But the Cyclones get something cooking. So Schwartz, who is moving, of course, on the pitch. I should say on contact, not on the pitch. moving on the pitch, got a great jump, and just kept going. So meeting on the mound is the pitching coach, Mark DeFelice, first-year coach at this level with these guys, talking to his young right-hander, Tyler Yankoski, patting him on the back, and in his Washington Nationals gear, turns and heads back towards the first base dugout. It's interesting, there's a rule in the Mets organization. I'm pretty sure it's a rule. I don't know how hard and fast the rule is, but usually you never see coaches wearing any straight Mets gear. But these Nationals coaches are wearing Nationals gear. Nothing wrong with it, but sometimes you'd want to rep the team that you're playing for and not really the parent club. But anyway, here's Nick Gattis on the right side. Pitch. Nick takes a fastball off the plate for ball one. As tried and true as it gets, the Cyclones just want to get the tying run to the plate. And that guy is on deck. So Gattis trying to get aboard. He's certainly someone that can take a walk. Palmer off second base with two outs. Pitch. Gattis cuts and misses. That was a good fastball right down the middle. And Nick swung through for strike one. Wilmington four runs on eight hits. Cyclones one run on six. Two outs, ninth inning. 1-1. Fades inside. Gattis takes for ball two. You have McIlwain on deck, who's got just great raw power. So if Gattis can get aboard, you never know. Tough windy day to hit it out, but to get a rally going. 2-1. Nick swings, pops it up. First base side, Mendoza over. Foul territory. Does he have the room? He does. Hauls it in on the warning track with about 2 feet to spare, and that's the ball game. Wilmington takes care of the Cyclones on a Sunday afternoon and wins this thing 4-1. So the Blue Rocks take the first two out of three, and we'll see them again in May. Our postgame show coming up when we get back, but in the inning for the Cyclones, one run, two hits, no errors, and one left. Back after this to wrap it up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Blue Rocks take this game and take the series 2 out of 3. It's a 4-1 final that belongs to the Nationals affiliate. Keith Rad with you for the final totals, a recap, a look at the scoreboard, and a preview of next week with Jersey Shore. So we'll go back and recap this game, of course, but first the totals. As I said, I got to follow my own little format here before I go off and running and doing my own thing, it looks like. Brooklyn, one run, six hits, no errors. Cyclones left six men on base this afternoon. Wilmington, four runs, eight hits, and they left six on as well. The win goes to reliever Carlos Romero. He was the second guy that pitched. Irvin didn't qualify through just three innings. Meanwhile, for the Cyclones, Carlos Ocampo took the loss and lasted only one-third of an inning. Time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes here at Frawley Stadium, where it was first pitch, temperature 47 degrees. And speaking of which, we'll go back to 103 when we started this game. Carlos Ocampo making his Cyclones debut. Jake Irvin pitching for the first time since Tommy John surgery sidelined him in the 2020 season. And in the top of the first inning, Cyclones had an opportunity. They really did. They had second and third, or I should say first and third and one out. Then Peroza struck out. Then they had second and third with two outs, and Schwartz flew out. So you had a lost opportunity, but you thought, hey, we could have got to Irvin in that opportunity, but it seemed like that would be it, turns out. So bottom of the first inning, Cyclones starter Carlos Ocampo out there, and he got jumped. Barley, triple, Vega, double, Antuna, Pineda, back-to-back singles. Before he knew what hit him, Ocampo was down 3-0. And in fact, after those back-to-back singles to Antuna and Pineda, he walked Mendoza, struck out Merihildo, but the Cyclones and Louis Rivera had seen enough. He threw 32 pitches, got one out, and got pulled out of the game. Colby Morris came on in relief, did a really nice job, and that's where we'll kind of highlight today's game with the Cyclones. Saw really great pitching for the Clones today. Morris went 1 2/3 in relief. Rojas, 4 scoreless. He was probably the shining star of the day. 6 strikeouts and 4 scoreless. Rayson Santos threw a scoreless frame, and Ruibal didn't throw a scoreless frame, but was throwing strikes, which for him is certainly a great starting block to build on for a nice year. Wilmington scored those 3 in the first inning, as I mentioned. They tacked on another one in the 8th, and then Brooklyn, in the top of the 9th inning, finally scored a run. With 2 outs, JT Schwartz got in a good count and singled to left field. Jalen Palmer doubled to right center for his first biggest and bestest shot so far of the season, and he made it a 4-1 game. And then Nick Gattis popped out in foul territory to end the contest. So the Cyclones lose the game. They fall to 1-2. Wilmington goes to 2-1, and again, we'll see those guys in literally a month from today. It's April 10th. We'll see them on May 10th. Take a look at the scoreboard from around the league. In the South Atlantic League today, Hickory took care of Winston-Salem 5-2. Aberdeen and Jersey Shore are still battling. Bottom of the 8th inning in Lakewood, Jersey Shore is about to get swept. They had an early lead, but Aberdeen now leads 8-4. So when we see the Blue Claws next week, they'll be 0-3. Bowling Green leading Asheville in the top of the 7th inning 1-0. And Hudson Valley, the latest game going on today. Those guys in Greenville, they have a 3-1 lead. That's the Yankees and the Red Sox affiliate meeting in South Carolina. And the Mets affiliate circuit today will start from the bottom at 5:35 today. St. Lucie low A, they're 2-0. They look for the 3-game sweep against Daytona. Double A Binghamton fought tooth and nail, but Hartford got them 10-8. Binghamton, though, hit 2 home runs, one from Janeshri Fargus and one from Matt Winokur. Triple A Syracuse did not play today. They were supposed to play the Yankees affiliate as well, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, but they got washed out up in Syracuse. And then finally, the whole reason why we're down here anyway, it's the New York Mets. They're playing Washington right now, bottom of the 7th inning. The Metsies have a 2-1 lead. Chasen Shreve in relief, try to close it out. Mets need the final 9 outs to wrap up the Nationals and pick up a 4-game sweep. So I'm sure some of the Cyclones, once they're done showering and grab some food, hop on the bus, they'll tune into that end of the Mets game. Well, we'll tune to each other again on Tuesday night on MILB.TV, so you'll actually be able to see the Cyclones if you're not coming to the stadium. We'll provide it for you on MILB.TV. By the way, if you're going to get a subscription, use code Cyclones. You save $10 on a yearly subscription, so free $10 for you. Why not? Tuesday, we'll see Garrison Bryant make his first start, 7 o'clock for his pitch. Pre-game starting at 6:40, but we want to have you there. We want to have you in the stadium. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com, grab your tickets. It's opening day, for Pete's sake. You got to be there in New York City. It's our earliest game ever at Maimonides Park, and I know, you know, we all know it's going to be cold, but we're giving away winter hats, so there really is no excuse. So we'll see you Tuesday night from Maimonides Park. That wraps up the opening series of the season. Cyclones dropped 2 out of 3 to Wilmington, including today's 4-1 loss at Frawley Stadium. My name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.